You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Take money.
West Side, bad boy
take
killers.
Money.
You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you.
Take money.
First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at them fools. You know the rules. Little Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Little Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I let them niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your cat's pill. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see two. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me? But your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
Check this out, you motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass bad boy. Bitch,
yeah.
Feel.
Get out the way, yo.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go to iTunes, subscribe, download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, or the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. We from N-E-W Jers. Tupac's so angry.
You think?
Yeah, I love him.
He got shot.
Not five times and smiled.
I'm sure he smiled.
Little did he know it was a shock.
It was Shug all along.
You know it was. Come on.
Shug's dad, he's going to do life.
There is no way Biggie had anything to do with him getting shot.
No.
He was too busy fucking eating whatever.
Everything.
Buffet.
Yeah.
What? Tupac got shot.
That's my nigga.
Yeah.
Damn, send him some flowers. Shit's fucked up out there. Hello, pro flowers.
Oh shit.
And it's the anniversary of, well, past, but the anniversary of Biggie's death.
Yeah, man, I wore my Biggie leggings to commemorate the day.
Your Biggie what?
Leggings.
What does that mean?
I have.
It means she needs to go to the gym more.
Oh, kind of like my Biggie underwear?
I have maroon leggings that have.
Don't tell me it has that.
It has pictures of his face all over him with a crown on.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. God, you couldn't be more ghetto slash trash.
They're awesome.
Where'd you get him at? Columbus Market?
We got him in Louisiana.
Is there a picture of his face right over your
badge?
It
was hanging right next to the weave pieces. You don't talk about the braids.
It was at H&M.
H&M?
H&M.
Yeah, in Louisiana.
Grab your leggings if you like hip-hop.
I love my Biggie leggings.
What else do they have there?
Just that. They didn't have no Tupac ones.
I mean, what else?
Biggie leggings.
Biggie cozy.
No, just those leggings.
Holy shit, I can't believe that exists. That's so crazy.
And I have
Biggie leggings.
Who would even buy them?
I would.
Did the girl at the counter laugh at you when you bought them?
Biggie's daughter wouldn't buy that shit.
When I wore them the other day, I got mad compliments, yo.
I can't with this bitch.
I did. Do you want to say they don't look that
bad?
Yeah,
you have a... Oh, I thought you meant you had them on. I was like, wait,
no.
What?
Is there any way we can post this pic?
She got mad compliments, yo.
I know.
I did.
Can we post this?
Yeah.
All right. Put it up there.
It's on my Insta.
Put it on the church Insta.
Ovs.
Was one, like you said, there's his face is all over him. Was any of them like, was his face like right on your twat?
No, Chris has that.
What about your ass?
No.
So it just was on the legs.
It was all over, but it was sporadically placed. There wasn't one on the crotch area. Like, there was some on the butt, but I wore a long tunic. You couldn't see the butt.
What? A tunic?
It's a shirt.
What are you? What is it, medieval times? A tunic. That's what knights used to wear.
It's a sweater, like a shirt.
My tunic is bulletproof.
What? The fuck is a tunic in olden times?
Look it up, doofus. Look it up.
Look up tunic?
Yeah, look up tunic.
I want to see the pic. Post a pic on Instagram and Jerk's site. I want to see this.
All right.
Dude, even if his face was close to the crotch, his face
it's
would
not,
try
it's
to move
It's not. It's a picture of my legs.
He's holding his nose in the one closest to the crotch.
Oh, my God. You guys are jerks.
They ran away from the crotch. It looks like two faces. They're all so close to each other.
Shut up.
How many fucking pictures you got on your phone?
Run away 10, if you 000? Like tuna fish.
Fuck you.
It's what the Romans used to wear.
Tunics.
Oh, what's tunics?
It's their garb.
It's garb. Garb?
Tunic sandwich.
Garb? Of course you bring it to food.
Of course.
It's on my Instagram. And I'm not getting good service in here.
Of course not.
Whatevs.
I'll look it up.
Thanks. It's not stupid.
I'll be the judge. See.
Only God can judge me.
You're in trouble. He doesn't exist.
Jesus, how far down do I got to go?
Far.
What are your labias hitting the floor?
Shut up.
What the fuck?
I post a lot.
No shit.
Yeah.
It was far. Just like 2 days ago.
I didn't post it 2 days ago. I posted when I first got them.
Oh, man. I got to search this fucking boring ass Instagram.
That's what Dr. Steve said. He's like, it's all food. What the fuck? There's no tits. I was like, thanks.
Nah, there's no tits.
I Missy just lost 19 followers on her Instagram. Yeah, right.
Come on, Miss. You got. You really.
The
you
more followers, the more chance of tits being shown. How about that?
She's got you with the. She's got five with the mask on. what's your fun size bitty? You guys gotta go to fun size bitty.
Fun
on
size bitty, lots of food, no tits, but tits will come if
biggie
followers
leggings.
Come.
I can't find these biggie leggings.
It was like 52 weeks ago.
Oh jeez,
it was
That's
this time
a full
last
year.
Yeah,
that's very precise of you. It was like 52 weeks ago in 3 hours.
Well, it was this. It was March 5th or March 9th.
We're at 64 weeks. I gotta go back up a little
We're
bit.
At 12.
I'm up to 54 weeks.
Oh, wait a minute. Here they are.
You got him? Finally.
Look. He looks mad as shit to be on her.
Oh, my God. That is atrocious.
It's not atrocious. That's banging.
I can't believe you're the age that you say you are.
Why?
It's pathetic.
This is not pathetic.
You couldn't be
stylish.
You couldn't be more unattractive right now.
That is.
You could be covered in shit, and it really would make a difference.
Why? What's wrong with that? Why are you judging me like that?
I don't know. It's just so
What
trashy.
Does that have to do with... Why is it trashy?
It is.
It's not like I wore a trashy...
No self-respecting woman would wear something like that at your age.
Oh, my God. You're an old man.
I am.
I know. You're, like, older than
What'd
your age.
What did I tell you? Curmudgeon-y.
You are very curmudgeon-y.
I just am towards
you're
you.
You're Mr. Curmudgeon-y.
I just am towards you because I want to yell at you. Like, grow up!
No!
You know what I mean?
What does that have to do with age? That's style.
Yeah, because I see cute. Lots of people with piggy leggings.
I'm unique.
Yeah, and you wear a tunic as well. So that's awesome.
But it's good. It's good that I'm not like everybody else.
I'm picturing her wearing one of those like tunics that they wear in like you know with the cross on it.
Yeah.
The knights
what
wear.
What the fuck? I'm looking up tunic.
Look it up, man.
Can you wear the biggie leggings next week?
I just wore them.
So wash the motherfuckers.
Well, you don't wash them?
No, but that's so soon.
You're only coming out here.
Yeah, but I would have
wear
to
wear them on
to
your
work.
Face.
Yes, I'll wear them. Maybe.
Nice.
I can just bring them.
Now, that seems more creepy than
you bring your articles and clothes.
Why, let's see your leggings.
She can just stand it up in the corner.
Okay, it's all coming up like sweaters and shit.
I went to Wikipedia, and the first thing that came up was, you'll see the picture.
Wiki.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Shut up.
Speaking of age, old. Marco, how's it feel to be 40, dude?
That's just the same.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing.
But?
Nothing.
I feel like there's a button there.
No. No, I don't hear it.
No. I've been worn out before I hit 40.
You already hit 40 before you
hit 40. 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's
nah, no I difference. Wanted to ask you last week.
No difference.
No?
Nah. I mean, did you?
Were you? Yeah. Hell
do you
yeah.
remember? He like freaked out.
Yeah. I started freaking out.
I don't. I tried.
Sorry.
Nah, man. Just go on with life. It doesn't fucking bother me.
No.
Nah.
No, you didn't. That 4-0 didn't bother.
No, that, if you really stop.
When
think
you
about
see
it,
the numbers, that's when it hit me. When I saw the numbers, I was like, oh my God, really? No, it
when
can't
when I stop
be.
And think, I'm like, fuck, I only got 10 more years till I'm dead. Like, I got to live it up now.
Right. Go out and buy some Biggie leggings.
Yeah. I'm about to. You think that Big Daddy Kane leggings?
I don't know.
Yo, I would rock them.
She's got, she's got Hoodie Allen yoga pants.
You do? That doesn't surprise me.
I have a Cake Boy sweatshirt.
What?
Cake Boy.
Is that a video game?
It's one of his songs, Hoodie Allen's song. Cake Boy.
You say it like we all know what the fuck you're talking about.
I was going to explain it.
We have a Cake Boy sweatshirt.
Look, you are just douchey to the core.
I am not douchey. Y'all are just haters. Haters
gonna
hate.
You again.
You hate on everything. I could dress perfect and you would make fun of me somehow.
I never said anything.
You told me that I
You just said I hate everything. I never said I hated you.
You hate my clothes.
No, I hated that leggings. But I never said nothing about the rest of your clothes. You just generalize everything I say.
I do.
Yeah, I know. Well, there you go. Guilty. All I said was those leggings were trash. I love Biggie. I'm not going to wear them on my
you
fucking
wouldn't
underwear.
You wear them on your legs?
No. No, it's ridiculous.
This is between you and her.
Right.
She'd rock a fat, overweight black guy.
I ain't afraid of fashion. I'll do anything.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm not even going to entertain it.
I don't think that you think that it isn't age appropriate, which I don't understand.
Well, you're like a big kid, really. I mean,
but
I don't
is
see
it acceptable
I don't see,
for a child to
I don't
wear
see
that?
Anyone in their any girl in their mid 30s wearing Biggie leggings. I really don't. And to be honest with you, if you think that that's the norm, then
I don't think it's the norm, but I don't care.
No, I realize that, but you're talking to a guy who, you know, who sees women of your age group and don't see them wearing Biggie leggings.
Yeah, because they're boring.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. I'll let them all know so they can hang themselves. You're boring. Die. You're boring. Die.
Listen, don't compare me to other 35-year-olds
I'm not comparing
ever.
You. No, don't worry.
Clothes-wise,
I was it was my mistake. I was talking about actual women.
Mental-wise. I am a woman. I am just a unique woman.
Yes,
I am a unique
you are.
Snowflake.
Yeah.
You're a snowflake.
Yeah.
You're a snowflake.
That's the first question I'm going to ask girls when I meet them now. Do you own a pair of Biggie leggings?
I'm just going to buy them for all the women and just pass them around.
I'd love
then
to
you
see
won't
that.
Be unique anymore.
Yeah.
I know, and I have to be.
Right. Then she'll, right.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right.
Stay unique.
Then she'll buy Tupac pumps.
I will.
Two pumps.
Two pumps.
Two pumps. Ew.
Two pockets.
You wear footy pajamas?
No. That shit is weird.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Footy I don't pajamas. Like things on my feet when I go to sleep. I don't know how people do that.
Oh. Yeah.
I like to have bare feet in the bed. Like, that seems annoying.
Yeah, I don't wear footy pajamas.
No.
Sure you do.
You're looking at me, I'm like, I don't wear footy pajamas.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I really yeah. don't.
The back comes down.
No, that would be great, but I don't have them. I don't think they make them in my size.
They make them for everybody.
Yeah, I'm still not going to wear them.
It's super
I'm always
right
hot
now.
When I go to bed. I don't need more clothing, more areas covered. It's just,
agreed.
And I agree with the foot thing.
Yeah.
I can't sleep in socks. Yeah, it's just not having them.
It's gross. If I fall asleep with socks on, I'll wake up with my socks off. Like, I've taken them off in my sleep.
You push them off at your feet?
Yeah.
No, the ghost's taking them off.
No, the ghost jetted. The ghost is gone.
The ghost is gone.
No problems with the ghost in months.
Well, now you have a ghost on your leggings.
You saw your biggie leggings.
I'm just going to say that.
I'm leaving this bitch.
I get shot up. That's fucking funny.
Biggie leggings. That is awesome.
Horrendous.
Just something I've never seen. I've never heard of before. That's,
I've seen
and it
that
was so funny because of what we were talking about, and that just popped up out of nowhere. Like, leave it to her to always just throw surprises.
I have lots of anecdotes.
Yes, you do. What about for the poison you just drank?
Huh?
No, that's antidote.
Oh. Really? It's not the same word?
No, I wanted. Damn it, I shouldn't have said it. I wanted to see if she thought it was the same word.
I did think it was the same
like,
word.
What?
I was so spelling it in my mind.
I thought you didn't realize what I was saying.
Mm-mm. I was like, oh, no. That was my exact thought process.
An aneurysm.
All type of confusion. So rest in peace, Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah, big ups.
I hope you're in heaven chilling with each other.
He's up there throwing lyrical dishes in their bushes.
Oh, he did have a way with words, didn't
he? Really did. Yep, he did. Couldn't understand him half the time, but he did. He did.
Only you, miss.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, Marco posted this thing on my wall yesterday. Mm. And
a cum shot?
No. Oh, my God. Did you see the previews for the Kurt Cobain documentary that's going to be coming out?
No, but I heard about it. I just didn't see a preview for it.
It's called Montage of Heck. Mm. And it looks amazing.
I don't think anything with Kurt Cobain wouldn't look amazing to you.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of biased.
Do you have Kurt Cobain leggings?
No.
How come?
I hold a different amount of respect for him. It's very bizarre.
Oh, so you disrespecting Biggie now?
It's not that.
Because he's black.
It was no, it's along. Not that.
You racist motherfucker.
I don't like trendy.
Trust me, Kurt Cobain leggings are not trendy.
No, shut up.
Trashy, not trendy.
Let me read from the book of
trashy.
If I gotten it as a gift, I would wear it, but I would never actively seek out and buy something like that.
Right.
All the Nirvana stuff that I have, like shirt-wise and stuff, it was all given to me as gifts.
Gotcha.
I have weirdness with buying things like that.
Right.
I don't know. Because he's so important to me. Mm. It's weird. It's very hard for me to articulate.
Anytime.
Ever.
Yeah, all the time.
It's just, it makes me sad. It always makes me sad to this day. It still makes me sad.
That he's dead?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Be sad.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? He's dead.
Married a drug addict fucking whore.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, that's neither here nor there. I don't think that matters.
I think it definitely mattered.
Mm.
Doesn't matter because you can't bring him back, but I think it matters on some.
I think he would have died no matter what.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Cause
I think that cunt drove him to death.
I watched that. There was a documentary about the whole thing, and a lot of people said that he wasn't as depressed as everyone made out. She was the one forcing out the whole depression thing. But he did, like, they had a video of him, like, a week earlier where he was bouncing Francis Bean on his lap.
Right.
And he was all, like, super happy. And then he did an interview where he didn't even act like the normal Kurt Cobain. He was like normal Cobain.
But he used to do that all the time.
No, the people that knew him, like relatives that were in the documentary, they even said that he almost changed from being someone who was kind of depressed and down to being a little bit more happy. They said ever since he had his daughter that he had a whole new lease on life. So I find it hard to believe that all of a sudden he just, you know, blew his head off with a shotgun, which, by the way, is not easy to do.
Well, listen, a week before that, he tried to kill himself. People forget about that. He tried to kill himself in Rome.
Doing what?
Yeah, he tried to overdose on pills.
He tried to overdose.
He tried, and then he escaped from the rehab.
See, I think that's alleged. I don't think that.
No, it's definitely true. I think that once Montage Effect comes out.
Do you know how hard it is to pull the trigger on a shotgun when you're not using your toes?
Yes.
Yeah, how hard is it?
It's impossible. Yeah. It's unless you have like a stick to push on the trigger.
Yeah.
Well, there was no stick and his shoes were on.
Listen, I think a lot's going to come out in this. This is a thing.
No, there's nothing going to come out in this. Nothing new is going to come out.
No developments of whether or not he killed himself or he didn't.
Yeah, there's
no.
They're not even going to address that.
But I think you're going to know him better. I think it's going to make people be able to understand things more and understand why he would have killed himself.
I don't think so. I don't think that's what the documentary is about. I just said they're not going to talk about
why
he died.
All right, let me rephrase it then because you're not understanding what I'm saying.
Chris, are you thinking what I'm thinking, what he's thinking when she said what she
said? I think
that
this is going to give you a glimpse into a personality that most people did not know.
Okay.
And I think that it's going to be able to make it settle in people's minds that he did, in fact, kill himself. I don't think that they're going to address it.
Okay. So you're saying from what they show and what they talk about, you're going to realize on your own by watching it.
That he died from his own hand. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I think. It looks amazing.
No.
It doesn't look amazing to you, but you didn't.
No. I'll watch it.
Okay.
I'm saying no to what you said. No.
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 That's all you have to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk about it all day, but then I'm going to get sad. And I don't really want to get sad.
Really? You'd get sad about that now?
I always get sad.
You're fucking insane.
No shit.
Oh, you're admitting to it now.
I've always admitted to it.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
you always acted like you were the sanest person in the room.
Listen, let's just agree to disagree, okay?
Let's do that. I actually agree
Easy
with
enough.
You. I agree with you.
You're an idiot.
I'm not stupid. That's what I always defend. I'm not stupid.
I didn't say you're stupid.
Okay.
Don't be stupid.
I'm creative.
Yes,
and in that creativeness, I feel like I may be a little insane. I feel like I might be. I don't think I'm chemically imbalanced or anything like that.
I think you are on a level.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. I would be on medicine.
I don't think. I don't. Yeah, but that's your choice not to be on medicine. Did you? I really think if you saw an actual, honest to God.
How many have I seen, for Christ's sake?
A real psychiatrist or a psychologist?
I've seen both. The only thing that I ever got diagnosed with for sure, definitely, was ADHD.
That's
everybody.
Well, I'm surprised you're not taking pills for that.
Why would I?
How bad? It all depends how bad it is.
It's not. It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't. It doesn't get in the way of anything.
No, but it affects my life.
Oh well, one day a week. Get your head out of your ass and you'll be fine.
With all the insane shit she says, it's just sometimes it's just hard to.
But it's creative and get your mind thinking.
But you just spout some crazy shit sometimes.
I love that about myself.
I know, but like it's so funny because it's out of absolute nowhere, you know?
Yeah, and it makes life a little better.
That's like something you would say
out of nowhere.
You look like a snake.
I don't think I would ever tell anybody that they look like a snake.
You already said once
I know
before.
That I went on a spiel before about what I thought a snake had sounded like.
No, but you remember you sing. Said you remember you said you were looking at a picture of somebody like he looks like a snake.
Oh my god, you're right.
The Lou Reed snake.
The Lou Reed snake. That's right.
No, but he didn't really look as much like a snake as sounded like a snake.
You look like a snake.
Yes.
He did. He sounded like a snake. If a snake could talk, it would talk like Lou Reed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's my mindset.
Do, 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 do.
You know what I can't figure out, though, that's driving me crazy? I can't figure out what Chris's cat would sound like if it could talk. That's what I keep trying to think about. I try and do that to all pets.
I think, and I honestly
Chris's,
think.
I can't figure out what he would sound like.
Biggie.
No. I feel like he would have a certain kind of voice. I'm not really sure what, but.
I don't fucking sell out.
I don't think it would be that extreme. Like, what kind of cat is he? Would he have an accent?
How does it feel to have something hard penetrate your body?
Definitely not that.
Oh, does it? Does it compel me?
Maybe at moments he could sound like that.
Maybe.
But don't you ever think about that kind of stuff?
All the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It consumes me.
Not consuming, but it's like something that you look at and go, oh, shit. If you could talk, like, what kind of voice would you have? Like, if you could make...
If you could talk, what kind of voice would you have?
Yeah.
I don't know. The voice that I have?
No, I mean animals. Like,
I never
think about
stuff like that.
Stupid woman.
See what I mean? See, that's what I'm talking about. The way your brain works is of a child. That's something...
Do children think about that?
Yes.
I feel like I know.
Kids always ask those weird types of questions. Like, always. They'll say, like, you know... They'll start with, why is the sky blue? Or why is this that? Or how does this work? Or whatever. But that's something that a child would ask a parent or a teacher.
Right.
You know, like, if the dog had a voice, mm-hmm. if it could speak, what would it sound like?
Right.
Who dares into my den?
That's close.
But come, he said,
I get home from work.
Come, give me kisses.
That
playful
is
playful secrets.
Now give me a rib
job. Okay, that's Chris's. Finally, I have an answer to my question. Chris's,
oh yeah, that's the answer.
And that every time I look at the cat nail, that's what I'm going to think it's saying to me. Stuff. Like,
unreal.
That's the answer, all right.
Don't you ever talk to your cats?
No, I mean. You know, like, get the fuck off there and shit like that.
So he yells at them.
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, like, if there's no food and I say, you guys want food, they run to the fucking bowl. Understand.
You don't, like, converse?
Why?
I do.
So what'd you do today?
So.
Oh, my God. That's when I go home tonight, little Jakey will be freaking out. And the first thing I say to him.
Okay, talk to us like we know who the fuck Jakey is.
Jakey's a dog that I live with. He's one of my roommates. So Jake, the first thing I do when I come in, go in the house, is go, how was your day? And he's so happy when I say that.
And what does Jake say to you?
Shut the fuck up.
I smell fish.
What the fuck?
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
You guys are fucked up.
Just show me your fucking beans.
Bitch, show me your titties. The milk's gone bad. The milk's gone bad.
Oh my God. Well, he's super happy, but he tries to
fit. Yeah, because most dogs are miserable when people come back home.
Fab dogs.
Yeah.
Curmudgeon
dogs.
No, he tries to bring me as many toys as he can at once.
I wonder why.
And I'm hungry. Take those breasts out.
And then he does this thing that I call crab walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then he crab walks, and he's happy as fuck.
That's cool.
He's a cool
Just
asshole.
Punch the tip and twist it.
The fuck is wrong with you?
That's the dog talking.
His voice doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, Jakey.
Jakey doesn't
hey,
sound like that.
Hey, old man. Don't tell that bitch to make me some pancakes.
That's awesome.
I got the fucking munchies real bad. Make me some blueberry pancakes right now.
So yeah, we chat all the time, me and Jake, and the two cats that I live with as well.
What do you say? I'm just curious. What do you say? Like, how do you break the ice when you talk to them?
How was your day?
Uh-huh. Right.
So I say, how was your day? And then depending upon how he reacts, I go to the conversation elsewhere. Like, if I try to let him outside, he likes to run into the basement and attack the other cat. Mm-hmm. And there's a cat that lives in the basement and then a cat that lives upstairs.
They pay rent? sounds like other tenants you have there.
No, they do not pull their own weight at all.
Do you yell at them for that?
No, because they're sweet. Jezebel is the cat that lives in the basement.
So there's two whores in the house.
Yeah, I guess. Fuck you. So,
and there's two cats.
Thanks.
Do you think right now they're at home, like, totally making fun of her biggie leggings? Here's what they'd be saying if they had voices. This bitch is dirty.
Oh, my God.
How many
dirty?
Times did you piss on her leggings today?
They're not allowed in my room.
I do the butt walk on her leggings.
No. They're not allowed in. The whole upstairs of the house is mine. They're not allowed up there. Hmm. They're only allowed in the basement or the middle area.
Do they ever ask you why they're not allowed upstairs?
No, the Duncan is the asshole cat that I live with.
The Duncan.
Duncan.
I was going to say, that's actual
just,
the name?
No, just Duncan. Duncan, like Dunkin' Donuts. His name is Duncan. And he is a jerk. But when he wants something, he's super sweet. And he always wants to go upstairs because he loves carpet. And the there's hardwood floors.
I
the
bet
whole
there is.
The only carpet's upstairs.
What the fuck? So I only have the carpet, but he likes to like roll around in it. Mm-hmm. So he wants, he'll be sweet and be like, ooh. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, you're a jerk. You're not going upstairs because you're going to bite me in 5 minutes. And then he does.
Now, when you walk away mad, do you like think about your interaction and be like, I probably was a little too harsh on him?
No, not on him.
No.
No. If it's Jake, then yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, because sometimes he gets into everything because he's like a baby. Mm. So he gets into everything, and I'll scream at him, and it'll stop. But he'll, like, do this thing where he gives you puppy dog eyes. Mm. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm not a good dog parent at all. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that shows a lot. You probably wouldn't be a good parent.
Fuck you, man.
Marco, imagine her with a child.
No, it's impossible. I'm so scared.
I don't know.
Listen,
rough.
Once one of my friends has a baby, we'll see.
Why?
Why? What friends? Do you do? Test run?
No, but I'll see how I'll interact with something, a baby that I love.
You won't turn around and run the other way.
But do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'll be like, oh my God, this is like part of my friend.
You can give them back. It's totally different when it's yours.
I mean, I'm never going to take them.
I honestly, how old are you?
35.
The only way you'd have a baby is if you got accidentally pregnant and you decide to keep it. That's the only way you're having a baby.
I mean, that's not going to happen. So I'm probably not having a baby.
Then you're probably not having a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I came to the realization the other day that...
You'd be a terrible mother.
No! That some people are just not meant... Remember I went on this big spiel before? And you probably don't remember because you don't...
Oh, I'm sure I remember. Okay. Probably still in the back of my mind.
I went on this big spiel about how not everybody should go to college. And that, like,
yeah.
That's why... This age growing up
worked
is
out
so
well
fucked
for you.
Up. Shut up.
Right, now I got you.
But certain people aren't supposed to go to college, but it's because everybody went to college. The people that shouldn't have gone to college, that's why they're like just laying around waiting for jobs to get handed to them instead of just like working, doing something else. Remember, I did this whole spiel with
okay,
you.
But go on.
Okay. So.
It's obviously not important.
I feel like it's kind of important.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, I am applying that to my life. And that some people are just not meant to be mothers.
I've said that to you.
Yeah.
I had a whole spiel about it like a month ago.
Right.
And you like fought me on it. You're like, why? How come? I could be a mother. I'd be
well,
a good mother.
Well, because I like to argue with you.
Oh, okay. Game on.
Bring it. But yeah, like, and not only then, I was in a weird place then. Like, I was tired and sad and
yeah,
stuff.
You seem to be always in a weird place. Every week is like a different location.
No, the past like 4 weeks, I've been fine. I've been consistently missy.
Is that the title of your new book? Consistently missy.
No. But no, now I'm in the best place that I've ever felt that I've been in my entire life right now.
That's cool. Yeah. That's good.
And so I'm making...
It's the biggie leggings.
It's got to be. It's the power of the biggie leggings.
Right, right.
But now I'm starting to see things and go, but then I was thinking this, and then tell me if I'm wrong. Like, say I find guy, right? what if I find a guy, and like, I love him, and then we fall like madly in love, and he's like, yeah, I want to have a kid. Don't you think I would do that if I loved him that much?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then that would be the
but
bad
that's not
thing
happening
to
do. Before you're 40.
Okay. And
then you're playing Russian roulette with a fucking pregnancy.
Like, it could just die inside me and stuff.
No.
Right?
No.
I think
you could have a retarded baby, a higher chance of having a kid with...
Because my eggs
she's got Down syndrome.
Right. Because...
Old eggs.
Well, it's...
Baby's already going to come out slow.
Fuck you. It will not. What if my baby...
Are you kidding me? And that pussy, it's going to shoot right out.
What the fuck? There's nothing wrong with my vagina. My vagina is a national treasure.
That I'm, vagina is ground zero, man.
God damn it.
It's Why? Got its own tour guide.
Why?
Hi there.
Why?
I'd like to welcome y'all.
Oh, my God.
I finally get to see what a vagina looks like. Ah! Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Ah!
National treasure. Fuck all of you.
She has great confidence in her pussy.
I do. God damn it.
Listen, it's not a fact that you would have a retarded kid if you got pregnant at 40.
So in
or after
5
40.
Years, you don't think I'm going to fall in love?
No.
That's discouraging.
That's just his
no,
opinion.
No, it doesn't mean that you won't fall in love, but there's just – I don't see you guys getting to that point where you decide you were going to have a baby.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just don't see it. Everything and once changes. You hit 40, you can kiss your whole – dating younger men goodbye because they're not going to stay with you forever. They'll fuck the shit out of you probably because you become a cougar. You'll be in cougar land basically. And
cougar town.
Yeah, cougar town. And then you'll be more of a prize than anything. No young guy is going to want to date you or get in a serious relation with you. Yeah. How many 40-year-old women you see run around with 30-year-old men?
I mean, why would I want a younger man?
Because it seems like that's your thing.
Listen, all or unless it's needs just, to be broken.
Well, I'm not saying that it's something you choose, but it seems like that's where you land.
Yeah, shit's got to change, man.
Well, whatever.
Poor slut bitch.
There we go. Because I didn't say anything that would fucking – why?
Little cocksucker.
You know, like, sometimes there's just no rhyme or reason for what happens.
It's just like, listen, shit's so gotta change. Busy. I'm going to change. Marco's like, yeah, he's all like four, and then just – cunt, slut, bitch, whore,
slut,
everywhere.
Bitch.
Thanks, guys.
I always, Chris on this one.
Hey, listen, she said they don't affect her anymore.
That's true.
I was hypnotized.
No, the stupid one doesn't affect her anymore.
They all affect her.
No, they don't.
So
what?
Well, I'm glad everything's working out for you.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck, man? I'm going to die. Before I know it, I'm going to blink and be dead. I'm just living my life.
Whoa.
You know?
That's positive.
I'm so sick and tired of fucking worrying about anything ever.
I didn't think you worried much about anything.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you worry at all.
Because you go around claiming, I'm a free spirit, I'm a, you know, thinker, and but I don't worry about nothing. I do what I want when I want.
No, not that. I worry about the future. I worry about the
You never used to worry about the future. You never used to worry about
grown up.
Oh, what?
Yeah. But now I got, like, all my shit together. I feel, like, so awesome lately.
Yeah?
Yeah. It
feels good to grow up a little bit.
It does. Now?
Then she comes here.
No, this is true.
Just tear it down.
Feels good.
And you're like, oh, you're feeling good about yourself? Stupid, slut, whore, bitch. Vagina is a wreck. Everything is wrong with you.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
And a stupid, stupid bitch. We're going to break you down.
We're really testing your spirit, your will.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Nobody's breaking me down today.
No one's going to break your stride.
But you guys have succeeded in the past, so I can't say that you never do it.
I'm like 2 seconds from
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
You
it's so embarrassing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there you go.
Shut up!
Marco made me
cry. What is happening?
It's just like, let's destroy Missy's spirit.
Yeah, it's like we're gonna let you walk out of here on your own, but we're gonna cripple your insides.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that saying: build somebody up to break them down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep building it up and just bring it.
And
all
then just be like, yes, just destroy.
We're gonna 9/11 your emotions.
Okay, kick the leg. Kick the leg.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg.
Body bang!
Ay, ay, ay. Poor girl.
I'm good. Don't poor girl me.
All right. Bitch.
Slut,
no, whore. Slut.
Vagina.
Bitch.
Trash.
Right. Another fucking mongoloid.
Cunt!
Do you know that you're the dumbest fuck I ever met in my whole life?
Ugh. Wow, Wow, that was nice. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
How you feel now?
Feel good.
Still feel good?
I know it all comes from a place of love.
Oh, yeah.
Cold-blooded!
Unity!
Ay, ay, ay. That's funny. No, don't pour her.
Ah, you're right. Don't pour her.
Don't feel bad for me.
I don't feel bad for you.
Don't cry for her, Argentina.
Don't cry for me.
You lived the life, miss. Let me tell you, you lived the life.
And I got a little bit more.
No responsibilities.
What?
I'm just playing. I want to see her start snapping again.
I'm like, I was about to. Like, well, why?
She's gonna like literally
minimal response
spontaneously.
What the
combust.
Fuck does that mean? Don't downgrade my life. My
I'm not downgrading your life.
What's minimal?
She has just as much responsibility as anybody single in their mid 30s.
I was joking. I wanted to see her get all worked up because she was calming down. I did get mad. I know. I was like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You got rent. You got bills.
Yeah, I got bills.
Yeah, it's normal no different.
I don't have a kid or anything. You.
She would have a pet, but she's killed too many in her lifetime.
Well, listen, did I tell you guys my...
No.
This was actually per your suggestion.
Oh.
I
was probably joking.
2 months ago. No, you definitely were not joking.
Okay.
2 months ago, I was like...
Oh, you went to get tattoo removals.
Fuck you.
That you should listen to.
Yeah.
You're a filthy woman.
You guys all have terrible tattoos too. So
you know, why don't you
just
tattoo Biggie's face all over your legs?
I hate tattoos on your legs like that. That's
gross. All over that pale skin.
Let me finish my story.
Okay.
All right. So 2 months ago, I was debating getting a dog. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were like, "Yo, just get a plant first."
I didn't say a plant.
Yes, you did.
I said a plant?
Yeah.
A plant.
A flower, plant. Yeah, you said,
a plant. You said like a cactus or something.
Yeah.
No, I thought I said goldfish.
No, I think you said some plant.
You said a
no,
plant.
No. Was this one about the sea monkeys?
No. You did suggest sea monkeys.
Yeah, I didn't say a fucking plant. I think you're thinking plant because sea monkeys happen to be some sort of vegetation.
Then you said it plant. Outside or something. You said something about a plant.
You've been bad. You're going outside tonight. I don't remember.
You said, if you can't kill a plant.
Okay, but that I don't think I honestly don't think I said that.
All right, well, you did.
I would never suggest a plant. I fucking hate plants.
But it wasn't your thing for your life. It was me for my life.
No, I know. But
it doesn't sound like a serious suggestion.
It doesn't come – that would never come to my head because I fucking hate plants.
All right. Well, you fucking said it.
No, I didn't.
All right.
You always mistake everything I say.
Whatever. You never remember anything that I say, so how
sure
do you know
I do.
That?
I remember saying sea monkeys.
All right. Then not per your fucking suggestion. How about that?
Okay,
per my
fine.
Own goddamn suggestion.
All right, yeah. Somebody right. else probably. You asked somebody else if you should have
I mean,
a dog.
That's possible.
Yeah, it is possible because I didn't fucking say plant.
Plant came up somewhere.
All right,
I didn't
all
say.
Right. That's the
I would if I would have said plant, I would have said, you know, grow weed. You know what I mean?
You did not say that.
If I suggested a plant, which I wouldn't have, I would have suggested weed.
Okay.
Not – a plant.
Again, we'll agree to disagree.
A cactus.
Cacti.
Cacti.
Yeah, plural.
So anyway, cacti. So I got a plant. I got an African palm tree.
Of course you did. Of course.
And I got some fucking
what
Amazon.
The fuck am I doing here?
And I got some Amazon-ish type fucking hangy bot. John.
You got a what?
What the fuck?
Rewind, rewind. I totally fucking...
All right, it starts like this teeny tiny, but then you can like put it into a one that'll hang down and shit.
Hangy John bot. You don't know what that is?
I don't know what a hangy John bot
is. It's a
is.
Tropical plant that will hang out of a top bowl thing. Okay.
All right, I'm with you.
So they are flourishing. They're amazing. Yeah. They're so bigger than
you know why
were,
I know I didn't suggest a plant?
What?
Because it's the easiest fucking thing in the world to take
no,
care
you
of.
Need to understand something. I've killed so many plants in my life, it's not even funny. These ones are living large. They're loving life. I've killed more plants than anyone you've probably ever met in your life.
Murderer.
I've killed like 17 just orchids. I won't.
Do you think, like, in the parks and in, like, in the woods, there's pictures of her on the, on the trees?
She comes to you.
Yeah.
Play dead.
No, so but now, they're doing good.
So now you trap them in your house?
They're houseplants.
Poor African. But they're doing good. Palm tree. African palm tree, right? What's the difference than a regular palm tree?
It looks different than a regular palm tree.
It's skinny, malnourished. It's malnourished. Flies are.
It doesn't have coconuts.
It's small. Yeah, it's like super small. It's not even as tall as me.
What is it, in shackles or something?
No, it has a whole room to itself.
This house is a fucking prison on planet bullshit in the galaxy of this sucks camel dicks.
So yeah, I got my plants.
Gotcha. Good for you. So you think next step from a plant is a dog?
No, I don't want a dog yet.
Or a pet.
What is the next step?
I mean, I'm just like going with the flow.
Flowers actually is the next step.
Like planting them outside?
No, like flowers. Like, yeah, or that. Like taking care of flowers and making sure they grow, that's hard work.
I am.
And it's not a plant. A plant is easy. You fuck it. What do you water it? Once a fucking week? Twice a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, make that's sure hard. And stuff.
You come home drunk, you can whiz on it.
Yo, I could totally. I took horticulture in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't you sometimes want to throw your shoe at her or something? But she just comes up.
I never told you that.
Never told you. I have a BS in horticulture.
It's not what she thought it was. Horticulture.
Yeah. We did.
Well, it's like technology class.
I really did take horticulture when I was in.
So you're saying the technology class was a lie? Because you're like, I really took horticulture.
I really took technology class. I really took all of these things. I'm not making this shit up.
What the hell is happening?
What
right
school
now?
Offers horticulture? Like,
I have no trying. Idea.
You make you, but you're talking about like college stuff.
These were electives that you could take.
Horticulture.
Like, horticulture. Yeah, I learned how to grow shit. I grew watermelon, little teeny tiny one. It was awesome.
You really grew watermelon?
Yeah, I grew. It was like that big. It was awesome. It was like the cutest thing I've ever seen. And then I killed it.
What?
By accident. I didn't
mean
to.
You killed it. What the fuck are you talking about?
I became interested in other things, and I stopped paying attention to it.
You cheated on the watermelon?
What the fuck did I just hear?
I killed it. She just like makes it sound like, you know.
It died. I didn't kill it. Life killed it.
You
malnourishment killed it. Lack of water killed it.
The African watermelon.
Whatever.
What? Ay, ay, ay. Girl, you are something else, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Horticulture.
Did you really know what horticulture was when you took the class?
Yeah, I knew what it was. What the fuck, man?
What land is Hortic?
I knew
that I'm
going to
learn
plants.
The culture from.
I planted all these flowers outside the school, too. Like, in the walkway to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I learned how to do a whole bunch of shit. I just didn't like doing it. There was stuff I didn't enjoy.
So I don't understand, though. You grew watermelons.
Yeah,
why don't you try to grow normal watermelons? Why'd you grow teeny tiny ones, as you put it?
It just came out that way.
So they were supposed to be big, and they
I guess they were supposed to grow bigger, but
you
it never
stunted
could.
Their growth? What'd you give them nicotine?
I didn't mean to.
So what you're telling me is that horticulture wasn't your bag.
No.
Okay.
A lot of the electives that I took in Triton were not my bag.
No.
How about technology class? Was that your
I point? Got an A in the.
Well, yeah, she made a fucking kite. Yeah. You know, that's technological futuristic shit right there.
I got an A in that. I got an A in wood shop. I got an A in metal shop.
What'd you make in wood shop?
Shelves and a CD holder.
Okay, what'd you make in metal shop?
A plane.
A double wide.
It was a little tiny plane. It was cute.
Double wide.
I made it out of metal. It had a little propeller that you could spin and everything. It was badass.
Really?
Yeah. But then I took, like, preschool. Like,
Now we're making sense now. Now I'm feeling a little elated here.
No,
all
like
right.
Where I was a preschool teacher.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
And I failed that really bad.
No
and
shit.
And I got suspended from school for 2 weeks because of that class.
Would you slap a child?
I left them unattended.
Well, you went out for a cigarette?
15 minutes. No, I didn't. No. Listen.
You know, she went and took her own nap time.
I didn't smoke cigarettes then.
She fell asleep reading Where's Spot.
No, listen. when you took the kids to the bathroom, they went in a line, right? Like right. they all walked in a line. And then a teacher walked in the front and a teacher walked in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take them all in the bathroom and you leave. I'd ran into my friend in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man in the back of the line. And we just got to chatting and I was like, oh, fuck.
I'm glad you admitted it.
And then they were in the class by the time I got back. And they wrote me up and I got suspended for 2 weeks for endangering children's lives.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
From a young age, you shouldn't have been a mother.
Well, I never went to that class again.
Well, I guess not.
They switched
couldn't
me.
Couldn't show your face at
they
a pure
switched me to home
back,
and I couldn't do that either.
Oh, you're doomed. You're never going to find
no,
a man.
No, I can cook now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. People yeah. have taught me over time.
I don't know about SpaghettiOs and Gushers, though.
No, I can That's seriously disgusting. Cook.
You can?
Yeah.
What's your favorite dish to cook? One of your favorite dishes to cook. Or, like, what can you make that you...
Like, from scratch?
I'm not necessarily. Like, I don't mean, like... Like,
why is this a difficult question?
Yeah, I don't know
what do
why.
What do you like to make? Anything. What do you like
See,
to make?
I think she's... Now, so I think she's full shit. How hard is it to...
Right.
You know what I mean? I love making...
Well, from
I
scratch, can make, scratch my balls. Just give a fucking dish.
I can make a killer chicken parm.
Right, see?
You know? I can make a killer pasta carbonara.
I don't know how to answer this question.
Stuffed peppers.
Yeah.
I'm good at that.
I like to make things with Pillsbury things.
So you bake.
No. Pillsbury See, that's the things. Thing I knew this was going to come off wrong.
Pillsbury.
I'm part of this Pillsbury Bakery Club thing.
Oh.
Okay. So they send...
It's an elective.
No, I'm in it now.
It's a club.
It's a club.
And they send...
Yeah, I was going to say.
They send recipes suggestion. Once a month, and then you do them, and then I can do them. I do them. So I'll do these, like, little tiny pot pies and shit like that.
Right.
With these puff pastry johns.
I gotcha.
So I make things like that, and I love that shit.
I'm dying for a puff pastry john. I don't know about you.
Why don't you cook
I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of the puff pastry.
Okay. How about the johns?
Yeah, it depends. Are they tossed in sauce or are they, you know? No, the puff pastry, like I love pot pie, but I can only eat the inside. I can't eat the actual puff pastry.
Yeah, it's too much.
I love that shit.
It's too rich. It's too rich.
Noms.
What in the fuck?
Yeah, no shit.
I love it. I do.
Noms.
A lot. I like to make lasagna.
There you go.
There you go.
That's
it took you 20 minutes to answer that question.
Listen, but that's not my favorite thing to make. My favorite thing is to do these Pillsbury dough things.
But you could have said.
But yeah. You said what's your favorite thing to make?
To cook. I said cook, not bake.
What's your favorite? Yeah, but these. That's what I mean.
No, but those pastries, the puff pastry has to be baked.
That part has to be baked, but you cook the other things and add it to it. You know what I mean? So
I thought like a pot pie. You throw the shit inside the puff pastry and then you bake it.
Yes.
That's the way it's done.
Yeah, but you can stuff like croissants with shit and stuff like that with things that
you like. Yeah, but that's like saying that's like making a grilled cheese in a toaster oven.
What do you mean?
Like taking two pieces of bread, putting cheese between it, and sticking it in a toaster oven. Not a microwave, a toaster oven.
Okay.
It almost comes out like a grilled cheese if you do it right, except it's less greasy.
Oh.
You're saying stuffing croissants. All croissants is are bread. It's bread. It's a form of bread.
But if you fill them with
It's like
things.
Filling a fucking panini with something and then throwing it in the oven. That's not really baking or cooking.
They give you the recipe of what you're sticking in there.
They give you so much cool stuff that I...
Stick it in there. Yeah, I meant like when you said, oh, no, I can cook. I meant like, what can you cook?
I like to recreate things, too. Okay, so like my favorite thing to eat at Muscle Maker Grill... is this thing called an Arizona. But I always get the chicken taken out and I add shrimp instead. And it has turkey bacon, scallions, tomatoes, brown rice, and this awesome chipotle mayo stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I can make that at home and make it taste better.
Now, what is it served in? Is it served in like a container or is it served in like
a
pita or something?
No,
okay.
It's just on a plate.
All right.
And that's my,
see, that
that's
doesn't
one of my
sound,
favorite things in the world to
that
eat.
Sounds like, that doesn't sound elaborate at all. Like,
it's so good, though.
No, I get that. But it doesn't really sound like it's something that no one could do.
What does that mean?
Well, she's not saying she's a better cook than anybody.
No. It's not about the quality, like which comes out better. But, like, all she did was name ingredients you would throw in a saute pan.
Yeah, but I don't burn the shit, and then I don't, like...
Who burns?
People burn things all the time.
When you saute?
I'm not a great cook.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I think it's the easiest fucking thing to do in the world. I don't burn anything.
That's because you're probably a good cook.
Yeah, but I'm not making myself out like fucking, you know, Gordon Ramsay. What I'm saying is like, it's common sense when you're in the kitchen. You pay attention to what you're doing. You don't just walk away or, you know, go talk on the phone. I'm not saying you do this, by the way. I'm just looking at you when I'm saying it.
Right.
And, you know, then you forget or you know, whatever. You're occupied with something else, preoccupied with something else. And then you come back and then everything's all fucked up.
Right.
You got to stay in the kitchen with it. You got to make sure that everything comes out right. It's not when you're baking something for a long time. Like if you throw a lasagna in the oven, it's got to be in there for like, I'm assuming 50 minutes, an hour. Right?
Yeah.
So you can walk away at that point. Just go every once in a while, every like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, go check on it. And that's it. But, you know, the other shit is like the stuff you're talking about, like the Muscle Man Grill stuff, that's easy to make. I mean, that's the easiest shit to make. That's the easiest shit to make in the world. All you got to do is cut up the chicken or, in your case, shrimp. Yeah. I mean, how hard is it to prepare shrimp? You can buy it pre-cooked.
Yeah, but
and I guarantee you, their shrimp is pre-cooked, and it might be even. Is it the little tiny shrimps?
No,
it's the bigger one.
Yeah,
but it's pre-cooked. It's not.
So no, it's raw. You can see it. You see them make it right in front of you.
It's raw shrimp.
They cook it on the grill, like you see that it's raw.
They have a grill in there.
You don't cook raw. You don't cook raw shrimp on a grill. How long does it take?
10 minutes, not even.
To cook just the shrimp.
I don't know. The whole thing usually takes 10
minutes. It's probably, it's got to be somewhat cooked, right? To make it
quick enough.
Dude,
it's not. No, you know what they... totally blue.
It's blue?
Yeah.
They don't saute it first? They just do it on the grill?
They do it on the grill and then they...
When you say grill, do you mean the grill that stuff can fall through or do you mean like a flat...
Like a flat grill.
So it's like a flat iron grill?
Yeah.
Like where they would do cheesesteaks and stuff on?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not really a grill. But no, I'm saying, I'm thinking like you would see on a barbecue. Right. You would see in a barbecue with the slots in it.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, wait a minute. Because you're not going to cook a shrimp on that type of grill and be 100% accurate that you cooked it all the way through.
Shit's banging.
But on the grill you're talking about, the flat iron, that's different. That's different. That's like a frying pan, except it's open. It's no different than a frying pan.
Okay.
So I get it now. I got where you're coming from.
Word life.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of dinner, I got something funny to say. So the other day, my dad calls me up, and he's like, hey, we're having company for dinner. You want to come eat with us? And I'm like, nah, I'm okay. And I was like, who's coming over? And he was eating something. So it sounded like he said Pat Morita. So I was like, really? Well, then I'm coming. I said, is Ralph Macchio coming too?
Those goddamn chaps.
So he said... The fuck are you talking about? The fuck are you talking about? That's exactly what he said to me. And I was like, I started laughing. And I'm like, you just said Pat Morita's coming over for dinner. And he's like, What? What's wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with you? And I said, Pat Morita, you know, Mr. Miyagi, he's coming over for dinner. And now I want to come. And he's like, Pat and Maria are coming over for dinner. I was like, well, you said Pat Morita. And he's like, no, I didn't. It was the funniest fucking thing. He was getting angry.
Yeah.
He got so angry with me. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow,
like
you're really mad.
He didn't find the humor in it at all.
Well, it's funny. It's like, I guess he took it as that he's not speaking English.
What the fuck?
Man, I was fucking rolling. I couldn't stop laughing. I still laugh about it. Last night, I'm laying in bed ready to go to sleep, and I thought about it, and I just start cracking the fuck up.
Why are you mad, bro?
Pat Morita.
Bro?
How
mad,
fucking
bro?
Great is that? I'm like, Pat Morita, really? Shit.
You're like, fuck yeah.
I had questions.
Why is
wait some up! To not to me! To Gigi!
Which grapes do you squish? Oh, the green or the red? Oh, I was fucking rolling, man.
Pat Morita.
Right? Like, that's exactly what it sounds. I only, you know what my biggest regret is? That he didn't text it to me and autocorrect made it Pat Morita. I would so submit that.
Oh, that's great.
To autocorrect. I thought about that. I'm like, how great would it be to show everybody, look, Pat Morita came over to my parents' house for dinner. I was fucking rolling, man. I could not stop laughing. It was the funniest goddamn thing. Oh, I'm gearing up for a break.
Yeah.
Word life.
When we come back, I want to play something for you guys.
Okay. A game?
No, it's not a game. Aww. It's some audio that just came out today. Stern had said some stuff.
About us?
Podcasting.
Oh,
and
no.
And it's a big, it's just turned into some stuff.
Is it bad?
Oh, you'll listen to it.
Okay. All right, sounds good enough.
Sounds like a good plan. I'm down with it.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of
want
course.
To talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing. One of these days
he's
gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
No.
And we're back.
Yes, and we are back. Don't forget to go to iTunes and subscribe to us. Leave us an awesome
Leave
video.
Leave us a nice comment.
Say something nice. Tell us what you like.
Don't forget to donate.
Yeah. Radcast.com/Jersey Jerks. Donate some monies.
Word. True that. Like I was saying earlier, Stern had said some comments on a show. Ari Shaffir was on the Joe Rogan show, and they were talking about... Brought up Stern real quick, and... Stern caught wind of it, and here's some of the shit that...
What's it about?
Podcasting, basically.
Okay.
He ripped Ari Shaffir for being a nobody, 41-year-old nobody comic.
I'll be honest with you. I know the name. I just can't place the face,
yeah,
so I'm going to look him up
I think he's, like, in that world, he's pretty successful, where
okay.
he can headline, you know, like a... You know, New York is... That comedy is... Like people like him can headline.
It's like podcasts. There's
there's
dime
a
dozen.
Million. I mean,
yeah.
Fucking Gomez, Luis Gomez can headline.
Yeah, but he's talented. I know who he is.
He is.
I don't know who Ari Shaffir is.
I know who he is.
Okay, I'm looking at him right now. See, with the name like Ari Shaffir, I expect him to be like Middle Eastern.
He's Jew.
Well, that's
right,
different.
Jewy.
So he's Howard Stern.
It's like it's Jew on Jew crime. here he goes.
Hi, kids. You want to make money and become a broadcaster and actually get a following.
Good Robin.
You've got to put yourself to the test. If you want to be a comedian, you could sit in your room and do your comedy into a microphone, or you could go to a club.
Yeah, you could be the greatest comedian ever, yeah. Only nobody would know it.
Right. You got to go to a club, and I'm telling you, if you want to become a radio broadcaster and make a living at this and get a following, you've got to go on terrestrial radio, not even satellite. You got to go on terrestrial radio and wait for the ratings book to come out, and you'll find out if you're any good.
Do you agree with that?
Pause
and this
second.
Guy was peeing and crying and pissed.
Do you agree with that?
All right. Well, first of all, it's not just about when we started this. We started this because it was fun to do.
He says that he gets into that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we had an opportunity via a bunch of jackasses that you know to do something like this, and we started doing it. And I think what helped was is that we were so much better at it the first show as their 2 years of doing it or whatever it was that – I mean, granted, we all have a rapport anyway, and this is pre-Missy. I mean, we've known each other forever, so we gelled in the sense that we, you know, we bullshit all the time anyway. And we figured, fuck it, let's do it. See what, you know, we tried it. We're all fans of Stern and talk radio. And, you know, it was something we were all interested in. And we said, fuck it, let's take a shot and do it. And I was not thinking terrestrial radio or satellite radio.
What, the way we are?
Well, like, what happened was is once we got shit going and we got picked up by, you know, a website that wanted to carry our show and... You know,
for fish tacos?
Not that. No, we never got on that site, remember? Because I called bullshit before fish we talked tacos. To them. But you know, it started to become like, oh, wow, this is cool. It's like people are noticing. We didn't think anyone was going to notice. And people started noticing. And you know, next thing you know, we land actual guests on the phone. And we're like, oh, my God, we can actually get people to talk to, you know.
Yeah, which is fun and cool.
Right,
We didn't know what podcasting was at that moment.
Right. It was like an experiment. It was just going into it blind, not knowing what the outcome was going to be. But we figured, fuck it. What else we got to do, you know? It's like a hobby almost.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
Right.
It's
and then
it's a hobby.
Once we you know, we met with Rob and everything and got on – Riotcast or
Glory Hole
at the time.
Then Marco created Riotcast.
but I mean, the whole process was like, wow, check this out. And then next thing you know, here we are 5 years later and change. And, you know, we're on a network with, you know, guys that have been on TV, guys that have been in movies, guys that have been doing stand up for such a long time. I mean, like true, like journeymen, if you want to call them, and even, you know, and now there's like a variety of podcasts. I mean, we have, you know, I guess you could call her a transgender,
yeah.
Bailey J. You know, you have the News Whore. Is that what her show's called?
Yeah.
The News Whore.
Yeah.
Okay. I was being derogatory, but I just realized that's what I was saying. You know, and then you have a bunch of comedian style podcasts, you know, Jim Florentine, you know, we got Nick DiPaolo.
Who just talks
now.
To himself.
Yeah. You got Nick DiPaolo now. And, you know, and then you got the other stuff. Like you got, you know, Rob's show, which is like a variety show basically, because he doesn't just do one thing like most of the other shows. He does everything. He has all kinds of guests and musical guests and comedians and actors and actresses and shit like that. And then it's like, wow, you kind of like, even though we're not getting paid or we're not like famous, it's kind of cool because I feel like we're part of something that's.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I never thought that we would be a part of something that would have gotten to this level.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying it's a true accomplishment on our part. I think we're lucky mostly. But at the same time, it's kind of nice to be part of this new entity.
Absolutely.
That you know,
I agree with you 100%.
Bobby, Rob, and Marco built.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just like, it really is. It's in a sense, it's kind of like you almost look when I talk to my girl, even now, when we talk about, you know, things that happen on the podcast or, you know, we'll watch something and then like say Bobby Kelly or we'll hear something. We'll hear Bobby Kelly or whatever, like on Pandora Comedy Channel. You know, it makes me think of a time when we spoke to him or a time that we went to go visit him at a comedy club. And then I'll tell her the story and then we both laugh. And she's like, it's so cool that you have access to something like that. And sometimes you forget.
Yeah.
You don't think about that. And you're like, you know what? It is kind of cool.
It's really cool.
You know
it's
what
awesome
I mean?
To be a part of this.
Yeah.
Family.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not like we're with a bunch of A-list celebrities. And I don't mean that as a knock. I'm just saying, but with the genres that we're affiliated with, it's kind of like, yo, this is not bad.
No, everybody's
for
super
us,
cold.
For this
shit,
being
like,
a hobby, if you look at it in a sense of we're doing something fun for us, it's pretty cool that we're part of this.
It's fun.
Now, if
huge.
You look at it as a business that we're trying to get paid, then we suck.
When we're failing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're terrible.
We failed.
But the way I look – right. But the way I look at it is this is more of a hobby. We get together like a hangout session every Thursday night and it's like, yo, we get to do this but we're also affiliated with this and it's like I'm pretty happy with that.
Fucking A. I'm super happy with
it. I bullshit and joke and break balls, but, you know, what he's saying, what Stern's saying, you know, he's calling this specific guy out, but not everybody starts podcasting because they want to, you know, get paid.
Yeah.
Some of them do it just to do it. And that's how we started.
There's a lucky few that get paid.
But most of the ones that do get paid, most of them already have a background in something else that helps launch their
–
or for instance, they live in New York, a place – or Los Angeles where they have access to people, you know, in person. As opposed to on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be a broadcaster, you go to radio. You don't go to podcasting.
Absolutely.
You go to podcasting to, like, if you're a comedian, you're trying to get your name out there further.
Right.
Just shit like that. You're trying to get more people to hear you. And then for regular people like us, it's just a hobby.
Yeah, what Stern doesn't realize is, for instance, let's say for a guy like, let's use Bobby. You know, I mean, we've known him the longest. So a guy like Bobby Kelly, I mean, Bobby Kelly's been around, you know, he's done some serious work. He's been in movies, been in TV, and he's been, you know, with Dane Cook on major tours. So he did some work. Now, unfortunately, there still are people in this country that don't know Bobby's comedy. What better way to give him a taste of Bobby's comedy than doing a podcast that's free?
Yeah. He doesn't want to do radio. Bobby doesn't want to do radio.
But it's too much politics. Yeah. It's too much bullshit. So in a sense, you're advertising your skill on a podcast, which now makes me feel even worse about this show because none of us have skills on this podcast. But nonetheless, like he's that's what he's doing. You know, Jim Florentine, you know, co-created and was on Crank Yankers. You know, he already had a gig. You know, he's been doing stand-up for a long time. He's been on Stern. Why doesn't he call out Jim Florentine then? You see what I'm saying? Like, he's calling out this guy, but he's not thinking about it like, hey.
No, he's not big picture thinking. He's more thinking, fuck this guy, I'm going to rip him.
Right.
Good for him. I mean, I'm assuming this guy, Aris Shafir, talks shit on Stern first.
But this guy.
Yeah, he says Stern's old.
Okay, so.
But he is.
Which he is.
He is old. And I'm not saying that to get ratings. I'm saying that because.
It's the truth.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I've been a fan of Stern since 1988.
I love Stern.
All right? Listened to him religiously since 88, okay? And even when he got on satellite, I followed him over. But once Artie left, well, got fired, whatever, the show took a turn. It became more – it just was a little more dull than what I was used to, and it kind of got old. It was great when they had guests, and it's great when they do the news, but it wasn't worth paying all that money every month. Not that it's a lot of money, but it was enough to be like, you know what? What am I doing?
Like,
plus carrying this fucking radio everywhere. Yeah. And if I want to listen to it in the house, now I got to rip the cord. You know what I mean? It was a pain in the balls. And then he gets this gig on America's Got Talent, and he completely sold out.
Yeah.
He's an old curmudgeon.
Absolutely.
He is complete opposite of what he was when he first started in radio.
He is everything that he said he would never be.
Exactly. He's a sellout. He's an absolute sellout. And you know what? Whether you like it or not, Howard Stern is a fucking dinosaur. I give him all the accolades and credit. He's the one who revolutionized radio.
Absolutely.
Okay? All formats at this point. But when, you know, Michael Jordan, I don't know how old he is now, but if he tries to make a return –
gonna be like, yeah, you're out of your league.
Okay,
now.
Maybe you could still shoot a free throw and maybe even a couple jump shots, you know, and probably even dunk. But you're not gonna be nowhere near as good as you used to be.
Fuck no.
So at this point, Howard is just doing it just to do it. He's not even on every day anymore.
No. You know, is he only on like three times?
And what does he have?
Now?
Like 12
Tuesday, Wednesday.
What does he have? 12 weeks a year vacation or 20 weeks a year? Get the fuck out of here.
He doesn't know reality.
People are
anymore.
Paying for this horse
and
shit.
And he starts at 7 now, too. He doesn't even start at 6 anymore.
You know, if I were to ever get satellite radio back, it would be for Opie and Jim Norton.
That's what I listen to.
That's the only thing I would get it for. I would tune in a Stern, but you know what they did? They masked his show with all these extra shows that go around it, you know, the wrap-up show and all the – we just heard the show. What do we need a wrap-up for? You know what I'm saying? Like, at first it was great, but now it's like, I think I just woke up from drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It's like the mystery's over. Like, I get what it is. And then they put, like, the best of, and, you know, and occasionally it's great to listen to. But you know what? It's great for me. If I want to listen to an old Stern bit, I type it in YouTube and it shows up.
Exactly.
And I don't have to pay a fucking dime.
Right. Because the internet is the future, and Howard Stern is definitely against that.
Right. And you know what?
He said a lot more. In it. I mean,
well, no, go ahead. Yeah, I was just angry the way he came off. Yeah, like,
listen to more.
Continue.
You're 41 and you're on Joe's podcast and no one knows who you are.
She's
and no one's going to hear you. This guy is like a street performer.
He's saying nobody
to
listens
McCart.
To Joe's podcast. Meanwhile, Joe Rogan has one of the highest rated podcasts.
Guy's a fucking moron. And you know what? Guys who are unsuccessful hate to hear the truth. They hate to hear it.
That's us.
You mean we actually have to work? I mean, can't we just go in our room and be our own boss and make a podcast?
Well, that's like all those people who
I gotta say one
to
thing.
On,
Angry Howard is the best.
Access.
Oh, yeah.
When he's mad, he's so
an
fucking
Jew.
Funny.
Company to put my hey, look, I'm on TV. No, you're not on TV. I mean, yeah, you're on TV, but nobody gives a shit about you. Howard's old. He doesn't understand podcasting. No, I understand it perfectly.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You forgot what
it's
it was
fun.
Like to work
you want
hard.
A podcast? Great. So you have some audio on your website that nobody goes to.
Again, that's false. I mean, we don't have 20
I should
million.
Invite the guy on and just fucking yell at him.
And all this just because the guy said that he was
old.
I
guess when you
did,
I guess you would tell the young comics to sit at home and do stand up in their house.
Well, how could we tell he's a comedian?
See him win. Because maybe you need some fucking notoriety, dude. You're 41. No one knows you. Your career is a bomb.
Hey, man, Rodney Dangerfield didn't get famous till he was in his 50s. Yeah.
Anyway,
it's a pretty shitty thing to say.
You should hear him. He's going off like he's. You would think he was.
Well, he got his attention.
You know, like Jerry Seinfeld.
And he
if
just he
podcast,
just helped this guy out.
Okay, but if you want to make money, you know, Rush Limbaugh's not doing a podcast.
Rush Limbaugh was famous before.
Whatever you think of him, went on the radio. He put himself on a station,
but he started out
and he
waited
put
for
himself
the ratings
on a station.
In. And it's the scariest thing you'll ever go through as a radio.
That's
broadcaster.
Just stupid. That's a
and
stupid
the guy goes,
comment.
Howard Stern says, I have to learn to talk up a record. Or, no, you don't have to learn to do anything.
You hit the post.
You douche. Because you're not in radio. You've never made a dime in it.
That's how Fred makes his money.
You haven't experienced having massive amounts of people listening to you. That's radio. That's how I got to go to satellite and get paid. Because I brought a massive audience over with me from commercial
radio. Is that
true?
Did he bring a massive audience?
That's how it works. Yeah.
If it's not for Howard Stern, there's no satellite radio.
There was no satellite radio.
It'd be dead
That's
by
why
now.
They're shitting their pants.
Okay, here's a clip of the guy. You want to hear him?
Right. Oh, he says, I guess this is what he said on Joe's show.
Such a stupid argument. Don't you think I've learned something?
He is a criminal.
JD1. Orange. First
we're probably
column.
Get
not
sued
there,
from this Jew for playing this clip.
Ah.
No, I don't think. Okay. I think if we want to do
it. Playing from YouTube.
I'm kidding.
I'll play some of it for you.
We're not successful anyway. No one's listening.
Yeah, what are you going to get blood from a stone?
Let's see if I get this to work.
Hold on to your cock
with Howard Stern. Said that shit about podcasting.
That's the new thing I'm upset with Howard Stern over. It just shows what a fucking how much he's lost touch. Like that's not the way you become a radio DJ, Stern. No one wants to become a radio DJ who's doing podcasts. That's not our end goal.
That's true.
Is that what I said? If you're doing a podcast, you're doing it for yourself, for talking to the wall. And to reach your three fans. Listen to this guy. He's an expert.
So about the jerks.
He's a very clever guy. He might be doing that just to get people to talk shit.
I guess so. He said this for losers. So that means anyone who listens to a podcast and listens to Howard Stern, just so you know, Howard Stern called you a loser for listening to podcasts.
Is that what I did? Did I say the people
you know, he does. He does
losers?
Say shit.
I said,
and
you're
then
a loser.
He denies it later. Or he changes the story.
You would probably reach more listeners yelling out the window.
Oh, man.
You got to know how to take it to
this is
break.
Funny.
No, you don't. You can
what's
just
an act break?
No, you never said that.
What's an act break?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Fucking well, guy. Do. I don't even know what he's talking about. You got to know how to bring it to an act break. By the way, how does he know what I'm saying if I'm such a loser?
Howard Stern's not a loser.
What the fuck are you talking about? Take it back to the 30s.
I think he was trying to fuck with people.
Yeah. I'm not trying to fuck with people. I'm dead serious. You don't know how to broadcast. Let me see this guy get a radio show on real radio.
He doesn't
well,
want one.
All,
and get an audience.
You were talking to Aliza about her podcast.
Yep.
And
it's
she's
a waste
trying
of time.
To jumpstart at some kind of career.
Right. It's not the way to do it. Well, the only way you have a career.
No, see.
In radio. And make, when by career, I mean make money.
See,
you
want
to just do it for
he's
shit.
Thinking,
yeah.
He's thinking pastime.
Yeah,
somehow
totally.
This guy personally.
They're putting internet radio in every
him.
New car
no,
now.
But he know, you know what it is? Look, guy's a 41-year-old stand-up comedian who I've never heard of until now.
He's got a thin skin about his podcast.
About his podcast. Dude, podcast all you want. You want to know something? There's only been a handful of guys who've gotten on the radio and gotten this size audience that I have.
True.
That, to me, is it. I'm old-fashioned. Well, I actually like a lot of people listening, like millions. What a dummy. Yeah, that's old-fashioned of me. I guess, yeah, making money is old-fashioned. And do stand. By the way, don't go to any clubs and do stand-up, too, by the way. According to this guy, you could just sit in your room and broadcast into your tape recorder. Excuse me, your digital recorder.
Really do. No, I think he doesn't like that. Where are you going to make your pennies? And he goes, Corolla shouldn't be in podcasts.
He shouldn't.
Do you know what's holding you back from having six-pack abs?
Oh. Eating too much.
Is this a subliminal message?
Adam, fuck you, God.
Garbage show. Yeah, it's real garbage. What show are you on? I've never. Once you can do that, that's the skill, not a podcast. Benji's girlfriend just started a podcast. She's in the same bed you're in.
Oh, and she's already made money.
And there you go.
Benji! What? Yeah.
I'm not talking to you right now. We'll get to you. We'll get all about your girlfriend. But I don't know anything about broadcasting. I had this stupid idea to go on the radio and have millions of people listen to me. And I've had a 40-something year career, and people are still listening to me. And in fact, it's crazy. I'm so irrelevant, millions of people are still listening to me.
I don't think he's irrelevant.
But you're lighting the world on fire at 41.
I don't think Stern's irrelevant.
Let's see. I was syndicated across the country.
No, I think it's a fear that.
And I was the most successful broadcaster in the world.
But
that's not the 40,
point. Yeah, can you pause this, please?
I've been
dying.
Please pause it. Yeah. He's out of touch
but
for
that's,
sure.
Exactly. He's completely out of touch, and he's staying on something that obviously isn't what the other guy is talking about.
No, and that's what he doesn't get at
this
all.
This guy's a comedian.
Yeah.
He wants to be a comedian. He wants to make money as a comedian. And podcasting is an outlet
to show him to do it. Exactly.
To give people a taste of his comedy.
Yeah. He's missing
no
the
one's
point.
Saying anything about being a broadcaster.
He's
no.
missing the point.
You think Joe Rogan lives only off of his podcast? He gets royalties from reruns of fucking, what's that stupid show he did?
Oh my God, I love
Fear
that
Factor.
Show.
Yeah.
Fear Factor. And News Radio, when he was on News Radio. I mean, come on. Like, he does.
And plus, he makes appearances all over the
he's
place.
He's on UFC.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan wants to do multiple things besides comedy, and he did what he was supposed to do. This guy's talking about being a comedian and having a comedy podcast. You can't go on terrestrial radio and be that kind of comedian and say what you want to say. He's a fucking bonehead. Like, I love Stern, but I kind of hate him because he's so old fashioned and like out of touch with what's going on now. Because he's on the mountaintop.
Guy's point. The
I fact get it.
That he is out of touch.
I get it. He's on the mountaintop. But you know what? You really want to make a statement? Get off satellite radio. Start a podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he'll fail. I'm not saying that at all. He will take that to the top.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you know what? Shut the fuck up and do it.
Yeah.
You don't need. He can make just as much money doing a podcast.
Probably make more.
Yeah.
Probably make more.
Absolutely.
He'd probably make more.
Because now you're part of the internet. It's not a subscription-based fucking – I mean, granted, yeah, you have to pay your cable company for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not a subscription-based thing.
Yeah, everybody has the internet.
Everybody's
anyways.
Got the internet. They got it on their phone. You know, they got every
– He doesn't get it.
Listen, terrestrial radio I thought was going to just completely just shut down, die off.
No, it won't.
But you know
it
what?
It won't be a moneymaker anymore.
It's not a moneymaker. But I tell you what, there are certain aspects of it that are still relevant.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Satellite radio is become – it's more of a it's like a fad.
It's totally a fad.
For me, it was a fad.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I don't need it anymore.
I'm actually shocked that
I don't – when you get a car and you have it for 3 months and they send you the thing in the mail, you want to renew it? No. No, thank you for the free 3 months. I listened to it. I'm done. I don't need to go back out and get it or renew it. Forget it. You know, if I ever buy a new car, it's going to have internet radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, satellite radio is horseshit because Why would you pay to listen to music right. when there's so many other ways right. to listen? The only reason you would pay for satellite radio is to listen to Howard Stern, to listen to Opie and Jim. That's the only reason you would pay for that.
Yes.
So once Howard does retire, satellite radio is in a lot of fucking trouble.
Big but you
trouble.
Don't even have to pay Big to trouble. Listen to them unless you want to pay to listen to them live. Because you can hear any one of those shows on YouTube a week later or even days later. They'll play segments. Like if you want to listen to a show from last week on the Howard Stern Show, you can go on YouTube, type in the date, and it'll have like a four part.
I hear you. But at the Good same enough. Time, Howard does a lot of news, and sometimes you want to hear what he's thinking right then
but
and there.
Then that's
like
what
you don't
paying.
Want to hear the 9/11 show a week later. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's when you – that's when what you decide to pay for. It,
exactly.
For it being live. But if you don't care about it and you're willing to listen to it a little later on, a couple days later, then you don't have to pay for it. We live in an age where you can download free music without being penalized for it.
Right.
You know? And it's on YouTube. There are websites and there's software where you can record the actual track from a CD or album or yep. whatever off YouTube and then put it on your phone or MP3 mm-hmm. player. Okay, good enough for me. That's how I get thousands of fucking songs.
Fucking A.
So why am I going to pay to listen to Stern when if I really want – like when I heard Bryan Cranston was going to be on Howard Stern, I waited like 3 days. It was on YouTube. The whole fucking interview was on there in a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. You know what I mean? I don't have yeah. to listen to anything else. But – He's not getting it. Like
he doesn't get it at all.
Right.
And the more he talks about it, the more he's proving this right. other guy's point about how out of touch he
I
is
mean,
with it.
Yes. Did he bring millions? I mean, he has millions of listeners. Of course he does. But it took him 30 fucking years to build them.
Exactly.
You know, to build
and
that following.
He went into radio with that goal of wanting to be that successful. People go into podcasting either as an outlet or a way to get their name across. Not everybody wants everybody looking at them all the time like he does. You know what I mean?
Let me blow your mind for a second.
Uh-oh.
Think about this, like really absorb this. Certain fans that we have that mm-hmm. regularly participate, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or whatever,
right?
That listen to our show that are from other countries, I guarantee you that a couple of them don't even know who the fuck Howard Stern is, but they know who we are.
I know. Exactly.
Doesn't that blow your mind?
It does blow my mind.
Okay. Well, in order for them to listen to Howard Stern, they would have to purchase satellite radio.
Absolutely.
And I don't even know if they even offer satellite in other countries or Sirius XM. Like, I don't know if that's offered in certain countries.
Good
maybe
question.
Maybe some. I could picture some, like, especially like where there's
London or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or even places where, like, say, the military goes to.
Oh, true.
You know, military stations or, you know, like bases or whatever. But countries that have our military bases, I would think maybe would offer. But there are some countries that don't offer it. They don't even know what Sirius XM is.
Yeah.
They don't know who Howard Stern is. They don't know who Opie and Anthony or Opie and Jim. They don't know any. But there's a couple guys that listen to Riotcast from other countries that probably don't know who they are. To me, that blows my mind. Top that, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No. I'm not. And I don't mean that like, you know, we're better than you.
No.
I'm just saying, think about the logic behind it.
Yeah.
We are literally, we are worldly, where he has narrowed it down to.
To America.
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 Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, that's really where the whole thing popped up. But
he's a dinosaur, and he's so out of touch.
And I'm not saying that this comedian, you know, would want to go overseas and do stuff. But you know how many comedians go overseas and do work?
Yeah.
They all do it.
Yeah, of course.
So bands if you have a chance to gain a couple fans in different countries. It's all word of mouth after that.
Fucking
yo, check
A.
this guy out. Check this guy out. Read our – that's why we ask people, please write a review.
Please. Yeah, and subscribe and write a review.
Yeah, write a review on our – you know, because if you read the reviews, some of them it's like basically word of mouth.
Yeah.
Yo, check these guys out.
Yep.
They're funny. Missy's hysterical. You know, she got big, big titties. You know, whatever. Like – and that has nothing to do with him. I mean, you could do the same thing with him. You know, you could write on the Howard Stern Nation website or whatever. But Nobody does. This is all like one shot, one deal. You know what I mean? It doesn't – I don't know. I don't know. It just irritates me that he's just – he's so full of himself that he's just talking about broadcasting.
Yeah.
He's not talking about what this guy's really trying to do. This guy mm-hmm. – if this guy got a job – an offer to be a broadcaster, sure, he would take – who wouldn't? Would you? We all would if the money was right.
Of course.
And they wanted us bad enough?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean that that's what we're in this for.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
And that's not what a comedian is in it for. He's not trying to be a broadcaster.
No, he's trying
to excel his comedic career.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's wrong with that? Why are you shooting him down? Because you're thinking that he's trying to be a broadcaster. He's so narrow-minded. Take the blinders off.
Hello.
Yo.
Hi, Pedro.
Here comes
yo,
Howard.
What's up?
This guy's going to suck Howard's dick.
Watch, here we go. Up? No, I'm not fucking homo.
Yeah, here we go. You're going to suck his Jewish cock.
You're the one who's talking like you got a cock in your mouth. Because you make no fucking sense, bro. You're all over the fucking place.
Here we go.
Oh, Missy. Hi.
Hi, Pedro.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yo, Missy, I've been messaging Missy like over the week on Twitter and Facebook, like just saying nice shit, and she never talked back to me. I was thinking maybe we could talk normal, like normal people.
I didn't even see you do that.
I did. I sent you on Twitter and Facebook hellos and how are you and you know shit that you know. To pretend like I'm not going to tie you up and shit. But you didn't reply.
I have nothing on Facebook. Let me check Twitter.
Yeah, just checking. Yo, Fabio, you're all over the place with that shit. You make some good points, but then you fuck it up with other points.
Tell me what points I fucked it up with.
This is the thing, bro. I agree with you. Howard is not the same shit.
No,
I agree.
Not.
It's not the same fucking, you know, nobody will be after like fucking 40 years and shit.
Right.
You know, nobody will be. Like, do I listen to the show religiously like I used to? No, not anymore. It's become an interview show nowadays.
Right.
You know, it's not what it used to be. But so far, bro, to me, it's better than anything that is out there. You know.
No, I agree. No, Pedro, listen, I agree. Howard Stern is still the king. I'm not denying that.
You're pissed off that he was talking shit about podcasts and you're in a podcast. My man,
come on. You obviously didn't hear the beginning of the conversation because
I
made it clear that that's not what I'm talking about. We got into this as a hobby. We're not getting paid to do this. We do this for fun.
Okay.
We all have regular jobs. We all have regular jobs outside of
I heard that.
Yeah. Okay. So. We're not trying to be broadcasters. We're just trying to have fun. I mean, if we get lucky, great. If it doesn't happen, Pedro, no one's going to fucking cry over it.
Right, but this is the thing. You are a long-time listener of Howard. You know that if you talk shit about him, you know, whether you are a podcaster or you're a weatherman in fucking Kansas City who takes a swipe at him, if he gets it, he's going to talk shit back. That's what he does. And that's the point that you're not getting. Now, if it is somebody at his level or perhaps higher than him, like, what's this fucking guy?
There's nobody higher than Howard.
No, not higher, but at his level on Sirius. Jamie Foxx. On Jamie Foxx, this could happen a couple of years ago. There was a couple of people on his show that started talking shit about Howard. Howard went after those people. But then Jamie Foxx started talking shit, and next thing you know, Howard said that he tried to call him off the air, he wouldn't take the call, and there was no on-air feud. And that's the thing. If it is somebody high up like that, Howard ain't going to do it. But if you're like a fucking little nobody or somebody that Howard sees just a little nobody, he's going to come with the hammer and squash you.
But let me ask you something, Pedro. Let me ask you something, Pedro. As big as Howard is, as popular as he is and whatever, if what you're saying is true, then why would he give a shit about this comedian that he's breaking his balls?
Because it's funny for the fucking air.
It doesn't sound funny, though.
Some funny parts.
Bro, that was his rant was funny. You even said it that he is funny, and that's all it is, man. That, you're taking that shit. Your panties are like bloody red right now.
Your panties.
Oh, my. I understand what he said. No, but do you see what I was trying to say? This, Howard is accusing this comedian of trying to be a broadcaster on a podcast. Do you think that that's what that comedian is trying to do?
The thing, what was it that the guy said? Oh, Howard is old and it's irrelevant or some shit like that, right? Is
well, that yeah, I don't agree with, I don't agree with everything
okay,
the guy
well,
said.
Howard is gonna tell you, Drew, if you really want me to prove to you that I'm relevant or how hard it was, do what I did on regular radio. I agree with you. There's no way, could Howard go back to regular radio and do it all over again? Maybe not.
No, I think he could.
You know, maybe, who knows? But the thing is, the fact that he did it and nobody after him has been able to do it, that speaks volumes.
Because,
you know?
But wait a minute, hold on a second.
What's that?
Hold on a second. Nobody else can do it at this point because Howard, when he left terrestrial radio pretty much became irrelevant because of satellite radio.
Exactly.
So if you want to listen to Howard, you got to pay for satellite radio, but you really don't have to pay for it because you can listen to it on YouTube a couple days later if you want to listen to it live.
No, I don't subscribe anymore. Ever since they took off Super Fun Roundtable off the air, I don't pay for it.
That's what I mean. Like, you don't have to pay for it, and it's not satellite radio isn't the end all be all. I'm not saying that podcasting in general is the future, but internet radio is.
See, but that's where you're wrong, too, because that's where you contradict yourself. You say satellite radio is not the end-all or be-all, but like 5 minutes later, you say, well, if I were to leave, satellite radio is fucked. I disagree, no, man.
I didn't say he would be fucked.
No, satellite radio would be fucked.
No, satellite radio would be fucked.
It would be.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't be. I guarantee you, Pedro, when he retires, I guarantee you they will lose memberships and it will never be as high.
Where will all his fans go?
Yeah, exactly.
No way. His fans, the thing is, the thing with satellite radio, and I've seen this a lot, once people get used to it, it's not just because of Howard. Of course, you got the hardcore Howard fans. Let's say it's 3 or 4 million people. They still have 26 million subscribers, bro. And what you were saying about the internet, well, and people in other countries that don't know about Howard, that might be true. Howard might not be popular around the world. Damn. But I'm on SFN, on Stern Fan Network.
Yeah.
We got people that subscribe to Sirius on the internet only. They don't get the satellite.
No, I know.
And they're in Poland, in Australia, in Carajoland.
Right, but they're subscribing, meaning that they're paying for something that's on the internet, which is free. Well, not free, but it's another payment. You pay for your internet connection every month, and now you're going to pay another fee to listen to Sirius.
Right. Some people do. But what I'm saying is that most people in satellite radio, they're not going to go away when Howard goes.
I don't think like Jamie Foxx's show or any of the other shows are going to go away because Howard goes. What I'm saying is when Howard's done, Howard's fans, the ones that do listen to or subscribe for satellite for Howard, they're not going to keep it. Not all of them.
When I had satellite radio, the only thing on satellite I listened to was Howard.
Right.
Once in a blue moon, I'd go to the Comedy Channel. Yeah, but when I got tired of listening to Howard's show, I dropped satellite radio. There was no. I can't imagine that I'm alone in this.
No,
that
the you're only not. Thing I just I told you to I did it too.
You're not alone, but the number of people that think like you are not as big as you think that they are. We're talking 26 million people. Let's say 4 or 5 million listen to Howard on a regular basis. Let's say they leave. That's still 21 to 20 million people. It's still the biggest subscriber-based service in the USA and shit.
Right.
Damn,
but,
I know this shit.
Okay. Do you work for them? No. Yeah. No, I get all that. The numbers is not what bothers me. What I'm saying is that no one is going to bring the subscriptions back up like when Howard was on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Nobody will. But that was the fucking – the Hail Mary that Sirius had to do. They brought in Howard, so suddenly now people were going to Sirius, not XM, Otherwise, it would have been just XM, and Sirius would have gone bankrupt, and then he forced a merger.
I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. When internet radio or podcasting, whatever you want to call it, when they figure out a way to be able to have sponsorship, to be able to include sponsorship money and whatever, when I don't know when it's going to happen, but this will happen. Once Howard's gone and everything like that, eventually – people like Opie and Jim or Jamie Foxx, they're going to make more money on internet radio.
Well, yeah, like
this, and satellite will be dead. So what I'm saying is, it's
no, it's not going to be.
It's, yes, it will eventually.
No, it's
it will.
Not like gonna be
it's
dead.
Just going to be like bro, laser discs, man.
You
it's going to go
know
right
fucking,
out.
You know, over the truck drivers, those fucking guys. That's all they got because that is the only technology where they can.
Wait, hold on.
Drive.
Don't even bother finishing that because now they can get internet radio in their car, in their trucks.
Oh, my gosh. But how spotty is the internet, the cell phone service as you drive around the country? Come on, man. Even
it's
in
not the same,
city,
as, it's not the same technology as a cell phone. It's completely different.
It's the same. Yeah, it is through cell phone signals, man. That's how it's
but
going.
But the signal in the trucks are way, way more powerful. In the cars, trucks, whatever. Way more powerful than a cell phone. The kind of powerful that you could there's chances you can still listen to whatever you're listening to in a tunnel.
All those streaming services, they come through the cellular networks, and the whole country is not covered like that.
Right?
Man,
no. Okay. You're thinking cell phones, and I'm telling you, regardless of the service, it's a much stronger signal in the car. It's not the same thing as a cell phone. You're not going to have 3 bars on your cell phone and like 4 bars in your car. That's how it's going to be.
But it's not like satellite where you can be in the middle of the fucking Nevada desert. You can be as dry as an 80-year-old pussy woman in the country, and you can still get the signal. That's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you something about satellite radio. It's no different than a cell phone, and I'll tell you why. Because you could be in the middle of a city, and if you're in between tall buildings – that signal can be blocked. It's happened to me so many times.
Exactly.
If you go in a tunnel, there's certain parts, even if you're in open space for some reason, the feed cuts out.
No, but that's if you're going around with a portable shit, with the portable receivers that don't have a strong antenna.
I didn't have that. I didn't have that. I had it built in the car.
With the radio, with the car and shit?
Yeah.
With the radio, yeah.
Yeah, when I bought the car, it came with the car.
Well, then it's true, because in a lot of those places, they used to put repeaters. Like Sirius and XM, they spend a lot of money on putting repeaters on the signal.
Right.
Because of that same shit. Yeah, you're right on that. But it's still, you know,
The bottom line is, Pedro...
You're bleeding out of your panties over this shit.
No. The bottom line is you're talking about paying for something when you can get the same product for free.
No, it's true. But, you know, there was the show, the Howard Show was being even streamed live on the internet. And that shit got shut down. Nobody knows if fucking Howard is finally or Sirius is finally cracking down on that shit.
Oh,
and that's
sure.
The thing. And that's the thing. I mean, all this shit on YouTube, I know exactly what you're saying. Who knows? The moment they decide we're going to crack down on that shit, then people are going to have to pay for it.
But you know what, though? Eventually, it'll just be another website that you'll be able to find it on. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the internet.
And I want to lick Mrs. Crack, but she won't let me.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you take Howard and you take Opie and Jim and like, the real shows out of the equation – what does Sirius have?
Nothing.
That you can't get for free?
Nothing. Nothing.
What does Sirius have that you cannot get for free? The thing is, when you get it for free, there's more work involved. And believe it or not, people are fucking lazy. You know?
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, because if you can get internet in a car, you can get something like Pandora.
You can get internet in the car, but a lot of times you cannot. You're depending on the cell phone networks.
Pedro, within the next couple of years, that's going to be standard in almost every car.
But not in every place. The receivers, but the network, the cell phone shit.
Cars are going to be Wi-Fi enabled.
Yes.
The cars are going to be signals themselves.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, that Wi-Fi will come through the cellular network and shit.
It'll be in the car, though. The car will be the network.
How do you think? How do you think cities are? Cities themselves are Wi-Fi. The whole city of Philadelphia, you can walk the street and have Wi-Fi
on the same signal, and then you drive down a mile and you're still on the same Wi-Fi connection.
I don't know
if it's the same Wi-Fi connection.
No. The Wi-Fi connection in the car is the actual car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and what is the car getting the internet connection from?
Magic. I have no idea.
Satellite.
Listen, I would love to teach
it
about
is
the
satellite.
World. If you and I go out, I will teach you about the world and all the beautiful things and the bees and the stings and the praying mantis that eats the head of the man when she poked them.
Wow.
I will teach you about all that shit.
She got serious real quick.
How do you think they have Wi-Fi on airplanes? Where do you think they're getting that signal from?
They get it through satellites, bro.
So why would a car?
So why pay for it when you
get it for free? That's
how they're getting it. You know, there are ways to get internet via satellite. It's just expensive.
Do you have stock in satellite radio?
Well,
no,
I mean, he's a,
man. You know, I'm just saying, bro. In, right? I call, you know, it's not even bullshit. It's just when you're gonna make an argument, you cannot contradict yourself. You're making some good points, but some other shit is
honestly, Pedro, I don't think anyone contradicted him. So I think you're misinterpreting what's being said.
You're talking to a master debater and masturbator.
I get that, but that doesn't mean that, you know, like everything you're accusing me of saying or feeling hasn't been true. What I'm saying is I'm not angry at Howard because I'm not in his place. I mean, I just said if we all had the opportunity, would we do it? Absolutely, we would.
You're defending and you're calling him a dinosaur and shit because
he's a dinosaur.
But he doesn't.
No, Pedro, listen. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I called him a dinosaur. He doesn't get it for this reason. This guy, Howard, is yelling at this 41-year-old loser comedian for doing a podcast, and he's telling him to, you know, stop doing a podcast and become a real broadcaster. That's not why the guy is doing a podcast. If he was trying to be a broadcaster and he was doing a podcast, I wouldn't have said nothing. This wouldn't even have been a conversation. Howard would have been right. This guy is not. That's like saying that, like, all the guys, all the comedians that are on Riotcast with us right now, Bobby Kelly, Jim Florentine, they're not trying to be broadcasters.
Okay, but the guy was knocking Howard over being a broadcaster. And Howard is saying, try doing what I do for fucking 5 seconds.
No,
that's
no, no.
How it is
no, no, and I agree. You know? I agree.
And,
I even said I agree with
the
that.
The guy's knocking him for doing what he does, and Howard is like, look, who the fuck are you? Just try this shit. And so for you to get upset and go like, oh, he's, you know, Howard is crazy for going there, it doesn't make sense. It's like Howard is, you know, and again, Howard is doing it because the guy is whoever he is. But if it was Jamie Foxx or somebody else, Howard doesn't do radio wars anymore.
See, I agree. I don't think it's a war because this guy is irrelevant compared to Howard. You know what I'm saying?
I think Howard's just salty that he got called a dinosaur.
Well,
I called him a dinosaur.
He called him irrelevant.
He's going to get angry. I mean, he's got a wife that is 20 years or more than
he's got everything everybody ever wanted.
And let me tell you something. He that's the problem with Howard Stern. He forgot how hard it was for him to get to where he is. And he's basing everything else. Like, you know, he shits on podcasts and whatnot. That's fine. But he doesn't realize that not everyone's doing a podcast to become a Howard Stern. It's not going to happen.
But for all you we know, and I'm inclined to think this, it was just for because it was great thing for the air, bro. Look at us talking about
that's what it's all about.
But wait a minute, why? Here's what I don't understand. How is it great for the air when this guy is a nobody? It would have been
Howard going ranting and being pissed off is funny, and his audience likes that shit.
I agree.
I
agree with that. What I'm saying is if this was like a Jamie Foxx or something like that, that wasn't on satellite, by the way. I'm saying someone who is in this guy's shoes that's more relevant, you know, then I would understand why he brought up. But why does he even care? This guy will never, ever, ever be a Howard Stern. Not that he wants to be,
But he'll never – I mean, he's 41 years old, and I don't even know who the fuck he is either. You know what I'm saying?
I keep telling you because I think it's one of those things to fill the air, and it was funny. You know, how was Radio Wars were the funniest shit
they
ever?
Were. They were. So, they were.
So whenever he channels that longtime listeners like me, and let me tell you something. I listened to his shit before I came to this country. Like, they would send me tapes of this shit.
Right.
You know, and I was, you know, and I was learning English listening to Howie.
You did a good job.
That explains a lot.
Missy, you're beautiful and shit.
Thank you, Pedro.
She's so hot.
Appreciate that.
She looks hot and bothered there, Pedro. I think you're working it.
Yeah, she got to move that bottle, though. We couldn't see her titties.
What bottle? This one?
Yeah, the bottle.
There. Can you see my titties? Yeah, she
got to move that bottle. Oh, hold on. Oh, okay.
He's got multiple
pictures. Come on, turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down, bro.
Fuck, are you a rookie?
Nice.
So, yeah, I always wanted to say that.
That's all. But I miss talking. Missy, we got to go out or some shit. I promise I take care of you and shit.
Okay.
Man, if we switch over to YouTube Live, the video is so clear.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see a freckle on her titty.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, sweet you thought, man.
What's YouTube Live? That's another shit.
Yeah. YouTube.
It's connected with J-Date.
YouTube.
Okay, brothers. I'm going to let you go.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, Pedro.
What else was the topic? I'll give you an opinion about everything. I don't give a fuck.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's what that's what we were talking about.
Missy, so you, if we go out and shit, let's do this. Like, I'll keep messaging you.
All right. I messaged you back on Twitter.
And Twitter, yeah, but people see that shit on Twitter.
Now I put it in direct messages.
Really? Oh, can you send me some pictures and direct messages?
Sure.
Nice. She'll send you her biggie leggings.
Yeah, you'll see some great pictures.
I like looking at you and talking to you. I feel like grabbing my Pedro cup.
Oh my god! It was good talking to you, Pedro.
You were doing so good, Pedro.
We'll talk to you later.
I'm saying I don't do it, man. Jeez,
you were doing so good.
I will after I hang up.
Pedro. Sometime you call in, you should call in with the camera on you.
With the camera, yeah. I don't have a camera though because. I used to have a great camera when I was building Choche Studio, but that shit went.
Oh, Pedro, you're the best, man.
All right, take care, amigos. Hablamos.
All right, brother.
See
ya. Right. Joe, my name is Joe. My name is Joe. My name is Pedro.
Hola. Pedro. Oh, my God.
Welcome to the Jersey York Show.
Hola, mi.
That's enough.
Stop it. We're building a friendship, me and Mr. Pedro.
What do you want from me?
Oh my god, stop. You sound just like him.
Pedro card.
Ew.
You said that, not me.
No, you said that.
No, he said Pedro cock.
Oh god.
And then he was like, but I'm not doing it.
But I'm going to. Yeah. I was like, cool.
You still gotta be Pedro.
I like that accent, that was good. Yeah. What you just did. I know it was. It's good. That was good. She had like a little almost Russian in there too. But I'm going to.
Almost like Count Bonnie.
Yeah, it's like Count Bonnie's sister.
Oh my god. I'm terrible at accents.
Countess leggings.
those leggings be on fleek, yeah. Jesus. I know that died out real quick, doesn't
Fleek?
It?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the
it
new
was like
thing?
In and out.
What's the new thing?
I don't know.
You got to scope that out and come back to us and let us know what the new lingo. The new lingo.
New slango.
Yeah. The new slango.
Yeah. Get us the deets.
I'll get you the
deets. Was there anything else interesting about
it?
I just think that there's a big misunderstanding between the two of them. Mostly on Howard's part, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I already said what it was, but it just seems like they're talking about two different things in a sense.
They are,
and it's kind of like, well, what the fuck? What is this for?
And I get it. It's for entertainment.
I do. I understand that too. Listen, man, I'm not trying to fucking sit there and say like Howard's finished, But Howard just doesn't have the passion anymore.
No, like that thing
he's mailing it in.
Yeah, but that thing that he said he could yell out the window and get more listeners, that was funny as
shit. No, I'm not saying he's not funny anymore.
But that's the only thing I thought was funny.
I like
but no, that see, I thought there was other shit that he said was funny too. What I'm saying is it's not that he doesn't have the drive anymore.
No.
He got so much money. He's got the hot wife. You know, he's got the life. He's got another gig. It pays him another shit ton of money.
He has no competition either, and that was what.
And that's the other thing.
He
lost his drive. They got to make a pill to make you, a more.
I feel like at this point, Sirius is begging him to stay on the radio.
Absolutely. And why is that, Chris?
You said he's lost his passion. Well, yeah, he probably doesn't want to do it
anymore. No, he doesn't. That's what it shows.
You can so see, like, he became a photographer.
And if he was smart, honestly, if Howard was smart, and I'm not, by no means am I calling him dumb, but if he was smarter and he really did feel the way we're talking about, then why not hire another personality on a show to give yourself a little bit, somebody to feed off of, to kind of help make the show? Because when he starts talking about America's Got Talent or American Idol,
I can imagine it would be so boring.
This is exactly why I stopped, because it got too mainstream. Like, it was like, oh my God, this is the shit I purposely do not want to watch or hear about, and I got to hear him talk to Eric the Midget about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, but at the same time, Howard's being serious too. Like, he's asking his real opinions, and he's giving his real opinions about, you know, the artist or the wannabe artist on American Idol. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but for one of you, there's 10 people that really enjoy that conversation.
You know what, though? I don't see that. I don't see how people are really listening during those times.
And to fill up four hours.
I think when the show starts, I think when the guest is in, and I think when the news is on, is where I would say the peak times are.
You have to fill 4 hours of talk. All
the more reason why not bring another personality in. If you're gonna go out, bring Jackie back. Not for any reason, just for nostalgia.
The Artie days were the best.
Yes. Yeah, they were. They really were. You know, but there's plenty of people out there that you could throw in there to get ideas to make those 4 hours go by. Instead of trying to find shit to do, you know, and give yourself a little bit of more breathing room instead of being the guy who has to talk the whole 4 hours.
Yeah, I agree with you. Switch it up a little bit.
Right. I mean, it's not, you know, but like you said that they're begging him. They're going to beg him to stay.
Yeah.
And I ask you, why are they going to beg him to stay?
Like I feel satellite radio is dead. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what kind of following that Opie and Jim have, so maybe it won't die.
No,
but it'll take
a
huge hit.
And
it's
never going to grow any bigger. It's hit its catalyst.
Exactly.
Like,
it peaked.
It peaked.
It's on the downslope.
All the listeners are going to die.
It's on the downslope.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's
they're going to die.
Well, it's a. It's no. You do know what I mean?
The satellite radio will self-destruct.
But like, it's not the future, and the future is the internet. And most people are afraid of the future, especially when they've conquered something like
that. Once they figure out how to monetize it, it's you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And
like,
they will. Ads everywhere.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
The same way you monetize free radio.
Right.
Commercials.
Right.
It's not that fucking hard.
No, it's not. But there's got to be. See, the problem is there's no regulation on the internet. There's no regulatory committee.
Right.
They have to work something out for this process to start happening. And it'll happen. It could happen anytime.
Absolutely.
You know, sooner than later, I would imagine. Because if they're putting it in cars, they obviously have a fucking blueprint in place. A plan in place.
They absolutely
do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's –
they wouldn't even leaked it out into America unless they had a fucking 25-point
You know what's
plan.
Hysterical? And if there's possible to look up the numbers, I guarantee you. You know, Pedro made a statement about how many – you know, it was a guesstimate, 27,000 million listeners for satellite, right? Granted, I wouldn't dispute that, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was even more. But – think about all the people have downloaded Pandora.
Yeah.
You think it's as less than that? Think about how many people are in this fucking country.
Yeah.
Let alone the world. Pandora, you can get it anywhere. It's worldwide.
There's a lot of other mediums to listen to shows. I mean, Artie's show was on DirecTV.
Yeah.
Right.
Along with that sports guy, Dan Patrick.
Right.
Who's still there. Still got a high-rated show. I mean, there's different things other than just the internet, too, that can be done.
No, I understand that, but I mean, you're not going to have. What'd you say was on the Dish Network?
Dish Network.
You're not going to have that in the car.
No, but
you're not going to have that on your phone.
Right, right. As well, while the Dish Network has an app.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. But right,
it's not just on the Dish Network. It's syndicated.
I'm talking about something that's broadcasted. Like that's something that was visible. Something you view.
Right, right.
I'm talking about something that's heard audio.
It's still heard.
No, I get it, but you're not going to, you know, play.
It's not portable.
It is portable. What I mean is it's audio is for something you can listen to while you do other things, like your job.
Right.
You know, TV or something you view isn't something you can listen to it, but because they know they're doing a TV show, they won't describe things for people that are, you know, listening to as audio. They expect you to see what they're talking about. You see how we describe shit on the air for people to understand where we're coming from or paint a scenario? They won't do that if it's a viewed.
Touche. You're correct.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, but he's right. It's another medium. But what I'm saying is when it comes to audio, you know, I agree with what Chris said. When Howard Stern leaves, satellite radio will – I don't think it'll die right away, but it will die off eventually, especially when internet radio – takes off, meaning when shows like Opie and Jim or even if Opie and Anthony come back to life will be on internet radio, they're back in business, they're making money. So what it comes down to I mean, you know, I just think it's so narrow-minded to think that, you know, satellite is the it's the mountaintop now, but he ain't gonna do this shit forever.
No, it's a dying
industry. I can't wait to see the news and the numbers when Howard's done.
Man.
Yeah, right now it's 27.3 million subscribers.
And you know
wasn't it substantially more? You know what they're going to
do. You know what they're going to do. Howard 100 and Howard 101, they'll still be there.
They'll have the best.
Oh, yeah.
And Howard will still make money off of it. Sort of royalty.
Until it bankrupts.
Until satellite
dies. They'll
still keep some listeners to listen to all the.
And don't forget, when he's gone. That big salary is gone too. Like they don't have to. They're not going to pay him that much.
No, they'll pay him something.
They'll have to pay him something different. They're going to keep the two channels,
right? But that's the only money they'll be making is the money they're not paying them. They're not going to get more subscribers once Howard leaves.
No,
they're going to lose subscribers.
No, it's not a growing industry.
Exactly, it's going to diminish when he goes.
Fucking right, and then it's going to fizzle more and more.
Exactly, exactly.
There's nobody on the horizon that you could say. You know, maybe
if they went, they could survive. They could,
you know. And the other thing is that, you know, even shows like Opie and Jim, when Howard leaves, will take a hit, because you're talking about people that had satellite radio specifically for Howard. Those numbers go down even for them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
they go down for everybody. So how is it thriving after he's gone?
I don't think it
exactly.
Will.
No.
You know. Sorry, Pedro. I don't think it will thrive.
No agree.
No, I mean, the only chance it has is they have to find the next Howard Stern. They have to find the next Opie and Anthony.
Right.
But
they're not.
Chances are there isn't one.
No, there isn't. Not on that. It's going to be in a different form, a different medium, a media. It won't be on satellite anymore. It's never going to happen. Right. Exactly.
It's gonna be on the internet.
Someone's going to conquer the internet at some point. But the only difference is between the internet and satellite is the internet is available throughout the world for free.
Yeah.
As opposed to satellite, which is subscription based. Now, will they try to make certain internet things subscription based? Absolutely. They already do now.
Yeah. But
there's certain things if you want to view or watch or whatever on the internet, you have to pay money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you take the time, you might be able to find it somewhere.
Listen,
else.
Listen, radio has been beyond successful for how long, and it's free. They will figure it out.
They will.
I agree.
Yeah.
They will.
I think Marco will be the one that figures it out. He built Riotcast.
There you go. Build the internet.
Yeah,
come on, man.
I'm working on it,
dude,
Chris.
Seriously.
I'm working on it.
Build the internet. Get us making some money.
I'm working on it.
I was supposed to be rich 3 years ago.
Bobby and I got it covered. Don't worry about it.
What the fuck is the internet?
Yeah, man, you gotta get this shit going.
Get up on it.
After my guest appearance on Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Funny. All right, you guys want to wrap it up?
Yeah,
wrap that.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, Howard.
Nah. Yeah. Now, listen. I said what I said, and you know, I still love Howard. I mean, listen, I've said it so many times on this podcast, this horrible podcast, that this is a
this amazing podcast.
This is a joke because of what he said about this obviously this podcast, what we're doing, has been heavily influenced by what Howard Stern did.
Oh yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Well, I'm not.
I think anybody with a microphone in front of their face has been influenced by what Howard Stern did.
I mean, granted, there could be people that do podcasts strictly on sports that have nothing to do with
sure. Stern.
But yes, you're right. You are right. It's about, you know, wanting to do this is the you know, it's like the fan. You're like the fanboy of Howard Stern. You remember all the good times you had listening, and you're like, man, I wish I could recreate that for myself or for people I know, or whatever. And you give it a shot just for shits and giggles, you know. But yeah, this is all heavily influenced. We've always said we love Stern,
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, eventually, you know,
we love him enough to know when he's wrong.
You know, you care about something when it's dying, you got to put it down. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Look at the flowers. What is it? It's better to burn it.
Look at the flowers.
Look at the flowers, Lizzie.
Look at the flowers. Hello, Lizzie. Hello, Lizzie. Look at the flowers. I say that to my girl all the time. When she pisses me off, I'm like, look at the flowers. At first, she doesn't get it. Then she'd like, five minutes later, I get punched in the arm.
You suck.
Look at the flowers. So anyway, all right,
yeah, we'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on ridecast.com/jerseyjerks and donate.
Yeah,
and don't forget to go to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And YOLO.
Fuck you, Paige.
YOLO. YOLO, like those leggings.
They're banging at you. They're banging and there it is. My brain is gone.
There you go. All right.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.